leads the Packers against a...
One, two, three!
High school football is on the air. It's time for the color and excitement of high school football, presented by First Federal Credit Union, here on KGYM. Let's head to the stadium with our KGYM football crew. Dennis Knock with the sidelines reports, John Haggerty with expert commentary, and with all of the play-by-play, here's KGYM sports director, Scott Unash.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome to Kingston Stadium as we get ready for Week 4 high school football right here on KGYM on an overcast, humid night as we get ready for a Metro battle, non-district Class 4A football, as it'll be crosstown rivals doing battle, the Cedar Rapids Jefferson Jayhawks going up against the Cedar Rapids Kennedy Cougars. Great to have you with us tonight, Scott Unash, alongside John Haggerty. We'll be joined on the sidelines by Zach Johnson coming up here in just a moment. He is filling in for Dennis Knock tonight with our sideline reports. Our high school football coverage, as always, presented by First Federal Credit Union, and they are celebrating their 90th year. Big thanks to Tom Chalstrom and also to Dan Hiller's over there. We do appreciate all their help. And you can check them out online, all the great things that they have to offer. Do that at firstfedcu.com. Crowd continues to file in, John, here to Kingston Stadium. And Kennedy, the home team, they're on the west side. And Jefferson over on the east side here. The giant inflatable is up and ready to go, awaiting the Jayhawks. And we're waiting what should be a very entertaining and a very interesting football game tonight.
I think it will be. Inter-city rivalry. A lot of these players went to middle school with each other. Motions will run high on the field tonight, but a tremendous turnout in the stands, as you just mentioned, Scott. The Kennedy homecoming has brought green and gold out in flocks. They have come into the stadium here on the west side in droves. And on the east side of the stadium, the Jefferson faithful are also packing in, and the student section in their hunting gear, their neon gear that they like to wear, Duck Dynasty sort of a look. But
we'll go with that.
Yeah. So it's going to be a fun night because these are two communities that love the Lockhorns.
All right, very good. And, yes, it was homecoming tonight for the Kennedy Cougars. Football player Jesse Price was named the homecoming king tonight. Macy Shares is the homecoming queen tonight from the JFK dance team. So you are now up to date on everything that is we are off and running here as the Jayhawk band, the Band of Blue, making their way through the inflatable, and they'll be out on the field coming up here in just a little bit. And as we mentioned, a humid night, a buggy night as well. A lot of people asking for bug spray throughout the evening, but we will be okay up here in the Bob Brooks press box. Coming your way on the Holmes-Murphy pregame show, we're going to hear from both coaches here on the Holmes-Murphy pregame show. We'll hear from Brian White coming up first and then Brian Webb after that. Well, John, last year when these two teams did battle, Kennedy won it 35-7. Cougars played a very good game. The year prior to that, Jefferson won in overtime, 27-24, which broke a long Kennedy winning streak. And injuries tonight to talk about right out of the chute. And as far as the Jayhawks are concerned, it is a big one. They're going to be without Colt Keel tonight and probably for the next several weeks. And he is one of the leaders in the senior class. He's also one of the emotional leaders for the Jefferson football team.
And that's not the area of your team that you want to lose anybody if you're a Jefferson fan, because they are very, very thin when it comes to their linemen. So, yeah, that's going to play a big role tonight, I think, as the game wears on.
Kennedy will be out with the starter as well. Chase Baker is going to be on the sidelines tonight for the Cougars, so he will not be back. Brian White did say that if it was a district game, if it was a game they needed him, they would have probably gotten the okay, but they're going to keep him out one more week. Hey, that's district football now. That's the era we're living in 2016.
Sure is, and it's the right move when you think about it, because really, depending on what you do in your district the next 5 weeks after this, that's what's really going to determine your fate when it comes playoff time.
Yeah. Kennedy coming off a win over Dubuque-Kempstead last week, a shutout victory up at Dalzell Field, 42-0. We were here for Jefferson and Linmar. Jayhawks had a chance to win that football game. Maybe lost a little bit as far as They had a chance to win that game, and I think they just got tired at the end.
Had the lead going into the late, into the fourth quarter, and just gave up two late scores. Was a matter of fatigue, too many players going both ways. The weather, the humidity, some cramping issues, some injury issues as the game wore on. But, yeah, you're right. They had that game in hand with Lindmar. And so, you know, we know that this is a Jefferson team that can put points on the board.
Both these teams want to go into district play on a very good note. And Jefferson's right in the middle. They are starting a three-game gauntlet tonight. They got Kennedy tonight. They go next Thursday night here against Cedar Rapids, Washington, and then Waterloo West right after that. So three teams, two of which are unbeaten. And Kennedy, I don't know if there's a better 1-2 team in the state of Iowa.
Yeah, and I would certainly agree with that. You're going to see a very hungry Kennedy team. And one of the things that we have learned about Kennedy's program, no matter who the head coach has been in recent years, is that they get better with every week of the season. You saw evidence of that last week with the enormous shutout of a decent Hempstead team. So what are we going to see tonight? Jefferson fans are hoping that it's a tightly contested game. If Kennedy continues to improve weekly the way they have been, maybe not.
And for the Kennedy Cougars, keep things going. Keep things going in the right direction. And that's the beauty of district football. You can lose those first couple of games. You want to win them, sure, but you can lose those first couple of games, and everything's okay as long as you have the ship righted by the time Week 5 comes around.
So many things in Kennedy's favor, I think, in this game tonight, Scott. One is numbers. They've got seven returners coming back as starters on defense. They've got a ground-oriented attack that wants to just steamroll you. And as a game wears on and you've got a lot of guys playing both ways, we found out last week against Lindmar that Jefferson wasn't able to sustain that lead all the way through the entire 48 minutes. So I think there's just a lot of coins in favor of Kennedy tonight.
Both bands are going to be playing here tonight, and Jefferson Band of Blue will be entertaining the troops. That'll be coming up here in just a little bit. Here at Kingston Stadium at the Bob Brooks Press Box, we get ready for Class 4A non-district football. The Kennedy Cougars and the Jefferson Jayhawks going at it here tonight from Kingston. We're going to hear first from head coach Brian White of the Kennedy Cougars, coming in off the win over Dubuque Hempstead. His thoughts on tonight's ball game.
Back in the Holmes-Murphy pregame show as we get ready for Kennedy and Jefferson here on this Week 4 Friday night. Head coach Brian White joining me. And Coach, feels good to get that first victory of the season last week, didn't it?
Yeah, it was much needed. You know, we went up there with a purpose and took care of the business we need to take care of. You know, it was a sloppy night, but we were still able to do the things we wanted to on offense, and defensively we're playing pretty good right now. So that was a good night for us.
Always good to get a shutout, and I would imagine Coach Knock was smiling ear to ear.
Yeah, he was pretty excited about that, as well as Coach Fred and Coach Ty and Coach Ernst. You know, excited to get that shutout. You know, defensively the week before we played very well, basically gave up one score in that week. So the defense is playing well, and hopefully that'll continue tonight.
Well, you were, in the first 2 weeks, kind of on the verge of kicking that door in, and that's what happened last week.
Yeah, absolutely. One thing we needed to take care of was tackling a little bit better, and we got better at tackling last week, and offensively, our offensive line started to gel a little bit. We made a change up front, and they're coming together a little bit more, and we're able to do some more things that we weren't able to do the first 2 weeks.
And I would imagine the confidence pretty high going into this game.
A lot of confidence, just confidence to know that we can move the ball up and down the field and get W's. I don't think there was ever a situation where we felt hopeless. And also know that it's non-district football right now, so you want to win, but if you don't, it doesn't kill you. You know, that starts next week. But tonight our goal is to head into district play with a W and a lot of confidence.
Just going to say one more non-district matchup to get ready for, and Metro game, so you kind of throw everything out the window.
Absolutely. Fantastic, Jefferson team that we get to line up against. And anytime, Kennedy, Jeff, Wash, anytime there's that crossover game between those three schools, it's going to be a hard-fought game. And we expect a great game tonight. We expect, Jefferson's best effort tonight. They got a pretty good tailback linebacker, and they can do some nice things. So it's certainly going to be a good game.
They're very explosive. They showed that in the Lindmar game last week.
Yeah, they can score from anywhere on the field. A quarterback, they have a running quarterback and a throwing quarterback. Their running quarterback does a nice job getting the ball down the field, and of course their thrower, he can deliver the ball. And the Rashad kid, he's been a varsity kid for 3 years now, so he's a good football player. So they've got a lot of weapons over there. So our defense needs to rise to the occasion.
How about the special teams? Are they coming along like you thought they would and like you'd like to see?
You know, last week we had a good week special teams. You know, Nick, our quarterback slash punter, you know, we basically forced him to fake one and did a nice job and picked up a first down. And, you know, he lacked confidence in maybe taking that opportunity. And, you know, he had a lot of confidence this week. So our punt game, and, you know, we have that punt, you know, fake option, and certainly our field goal and place kicker, you know, Stone does a great job of kicking. And but we need to take care of kickoff. We got to cover kicks. We got to make tackles, and certainly on punt team, make tackles as well.
What would you like to see tonight from your football team?
I would like to see us play physical and be able to move the ball down the field, just line it up in Kennedy-style football in the eye and being able to run power, being able to run ISO and move the ball down the field. That opens up so much in the passing game. And the way we play, if you can't run the ball and you can sit back and play coverage on our passing game, you know, it's going to be tough. So I want to come out, establish the run right away, establish the, you know, line of scrimmage, and hopefully move the ball down the field.
All right. Best of luck to the Cougars tonight.
Great. Thanks, Scott.
Back with more from Kingston right after this here on KGYM.
If you can't count on your car, you can't count on getting anywhere, like work. That doesn't help you get ahead. But J.D. Buyrider can. They'll work out a monthly payment you can afford, and your vehicle will include a zero deductible, 36-month, 36,000-mile limited warranty, and oil changes for the life of your loan. Get a vehicle you can afford and depend on at J.D. Buyrider in Cedar Rapids. Ask for your Booster Club bonus, and they'll give you $250 towards your down payment, plus $250 to the Booster Club of your choice. J.D. Buyrider, 3837 First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids.
Let's go back to the stadium for coaches' interviews and more analysis of tonight's game. It's the Holmes Murphy pregame show. Once again, here's Scott Unash.
Back in the Holmes Murphy pregame show, and we get ready for Jefferson and Kennedy tonight on this Week 4 Friday, and head coach Brian Webb of the Jayhawks joining us. And coach, a lot of good things last week, but a frustrating way to end that ball game, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's just having the heart and the will of a champion to win, and we didn't have it, and we haven't had it all year for whatever reason. And, you know, it's like everything we always tell them is, it's like anything you do in life, whether it's relationships or school, you have to invest in it to get a return on it. And some kids are invested and some aren't. And so when we lose to teams that we feel like we're better than, then you know what, because we haven't invested in it. And so we're hoping to turn that page. We got some tough games coming. We got Kennedy, Wash, and Waterloo West back-to-back. And so these kids got to be ready. And Kennedy embarrassed us last year. And they absolutely took it to us up and down the field. We got to be able to match the physicality and be able to execute blocks on offense. That's been the bottom line all week, is blocking an offense and stopping power and flood on defense.
Just a matter of maybe working on what you guys need to do than what the opponent needs.
Yeah, I mean, it has nothing to do with scheme. It just has to do with playing with the heart and the will of a champion and want to be out there and want to beat somebody. And I think we've lacked that intensity at times this year. It's full effort every single play, all 11 guys.
Last non-district game, before you get ready for the games that really count, I guess, toward coming up with the playoff teams. But what do you want to get besides the mental part of things? What do you want to see get done tonight?
I'd like to get a victory first and foremost. But I want to see us compete. I think we've struggled in that area, competing. And we tried to create those atmospheres in practice while trying to keep it safe and not get people injured. You know, we're down four starters in today's game because of injuries, and so just the next person's got to step in, and they got to duplicate that role. And it's all about doing your job and being physical. And so I don't think there's going to be any special plays that are going to win the game. It's just about being physical. That's bottom line in football. You got to be able to block, and you got to be able to tackle. And if you do those two components well, it doesn't really matter what play you run. And so while we do have a game plan is kind of secondary to being able to block, give full effort, and be able to tackle defense.
Offensive and defensive lines are certainly going to be tested tonight.
Yeah, I mean, we got to be able to match their power run game. That's Kennedy football, and they're going to come straight at you. There's not going to be a lot of secrets to it. And, you know, if we don't match the physicality of their offensive line, it's going to be a long night for us. So we told the kids. And offensively, if we don't block with 100% effort in every single play, it's going to be a long night. And so those are the components. Kids have to do that. They have to do that. They mentally want to do that and be prepared to do that. And so hopefully our kids are aware of that. We've talked about it. We've stressed it. We've practiced it all week. And so now they have to take this opportunity to do those things.
Well, big rivalry across town. These kids grew up playing each other. You don't have to say a lot to get them motivated, I would think.
You shouldn't have to. Not in my book, not as a head coach. But they just gotta play Jayhawk football. We haven't played Jayhawk football. It doesn't matter who we're playing. The effort and the level should never change. It doesn't matter if it's Pleasant Valley, Prairie, or Limited. That shouldn't matter. You should play at such a high level every single game. It doesn't matter who the other team is. And so I think we've kind of been an up-and-down team. We've played really well at moments when we haven't played so well. And so it's just about playing with full effort all the time and being consistent with our effort level.
Well, before we let you go, we asked Coach White this as well. Last non-district game, what would you like to see your team accomplish tonight to get ready for district football?
Well, first of all, man, I'd like to make sure that we're safe and we leave the game without a lot of injuries getting ready for districts. We have a tough one coming up next week, but I'd like to see us win the game. I think we have a shot to win it, but our kids got to execute and they got to give maximum effort. I know I sound like a broken record, Scott, but that's the bottom line in the game of football is the effort. And if the kids give it, we got a shot to win the game, yes. If they don't, it's going to be a rout. That's the bottom line I told them. And you've got to match the intensity of Kennedy and match your physicality. They're bigger than us up front. Doesn't mean that they can push you around. You've got to be able to hold your ground, do what you got to do, and make plays when plays are there to be made.
Head coach Brian White of the Jefferson Jayhawks joining us here on the Holmes Murphy pregame show as we get ready for Jefferson and Kennedy. The Jefferson Band of Blue going through their pregame, their actual halftime performance here in front of the Jayhawk faithful over there on the far side. And almost a carbon copy of both coaches, John, talking with us on the Holmes Murphy pregame show. Physicality. Get out there. Win the battle of the trenches. That's going to be key tonight.
Yeah, and there's one big difference, though, when I listen to both of the coaches. One is very positive about what he thinks his team can do tonight, and the other one's kind of walking on eggshells and doesn't sound very happy with the way that his team's been performing to this point. So, and when that happens, I'm not trying to say anything negative about Brian Webb. He's got to have high expectations. He just has to. He's doing the right thing for his program. But one of two things can happen with that, Scott. Your team can rise up and meet that challenge, or they can knuckle under and say, well, that's what he said would happen. Happened to us, so here we go again.
Yep, and so Kennedy and Jefferson getting ready to go at it here at Kingston Stadium. Coming up after the games tonight, we will have the KGYM scoreboard show presented by J.D. Byrider. And Jeff Downing will have all the scores and reports from around the state of Iowa. Right now, we're going to join the Jefferson Band of Blue as they honor America with the playing of our national anthem. They will be facing the East Stands here at Kingston Stadium. Jefferson Band of Blue with tonight's national anthem here from Kingston Stadium. Last evening of non-district play in Class 4A, among the games we'll keep an eye on, Battle of the Boot tonight on the South Gym 106.3 FM, as that will pit City High going up against West, of course. Also,
We got a report on this from Randy Krejci on the Scoreboard Show. Wash goes to Linmar tonight. You can't overlook the Lions if you're the Warriors.
That's a tough place to play. Everybody that goes into Lions Stadium knows.
And that's just a couple of the games we'll be keeping an eye on. Solon and Washington, Iowa, that's a big one in Class 3A. They are playing district football tonight. Again, all the scores coming up a little bit later on here this evening. I believe this game is going to be so paramount to start, especially for Jefferson. You got to come out. You got to establish you can play with the Kennedy Cougars without your ace in the hole up front with Keel on the sideline.
I think you're spot on. Jefferson cannot dig a hole for themselves early in this game. They will not be able to catch up. They've got to make sure that they stay competitive through halftime. If they could take a lead into halftime, that would play huge into their favor. But if they come out and get down early, then their coach, you can just tell from his interview with you, Scott, that he feels like things are going to have possibility of caving in on the Jayhawks. And then, you know, anything could happen. Ask Dubuque Hempstead last week.
Kennedy making their way out of the Northeast Tunnel. Jefferson will be making their way out of the Southeast Tunnel coming up here in just a moment or two as crowd continues to file in. Very good house tonight here at Kingston Stadium. And we'll go down to Zach Johnson coming up here in just a moment. We'll get a pregame read as far as the conditions are concerned down on the field turf here at Kingston Stadium as the Kennedy Cougars getting ready to make their way out here. And Jefferson will follow them coming up here in just a moment. Homecoming, that always brings its own unique set of circumstances each year, John.
Yes, and Brian White will tell you that he welcomes the pageantry and the excitement and especially the fan base that it brings in. But then there's that D word, the distractions, Scott.
Yes, and a lot of them, and especially when one of your football players gets the King candidacy. Of course, Dallas Jacobus was the King last year. It was good to see King Dallas back ending his reign tonight.
Wearing his Hawkeye gear.
Sean Beyer here tonight as well. A couple of former Kennedy Cougars that are now Iowa Hawkeyes, and they get ready to take on North Dakota State coming up tomorrow.
And Jesse Price carrying on that football player tradition.
Absolutely. And, well, why don't we go down to Zach now? He's on the near sideline here with the first of our sideline reports here tonight. And you picked a nice night to fill in for Dennis, Zach. A beautiful night for football, isn't it?
Definitely not complaining on this side. Earlier you mentioned it's going to be an overcast night. You know, I don't see a cloud in the sky. It's definitely warm. It's beautiful down here. I would even go as far to say it's a beautiful night for football, and it doesn't get much better here in Eastern Iowa on Friday night, guys.
All right, Zach. Well, you'll be checking in with us throughout the evening. Jefferson, a little fog, too, coming out of the inflatable.
There's a big inflatable Jayhawk tunnel that one of their boosters, I think a former graduate from maybe the 80s, was benefactoring them. And there's a fog machine that comes in. So, yeah, they came out to a spray of fog.
Remember, Brian Webb said during our preseason meetings and our coaches' shows, where do you buy fog?
Yeah, he hadn't figured out where the fog machine supplies were to be purchased yet, had he?
Maybe you should. We should go into fog supply store business.
And the good news for Jefferson fans is that the first couple of guys that came out didn't cause a pileup for the rest of them. Everybody got out okay.
Yeah, indeed. All right. Both these teams ready to go here at Kingston Stadium. Kennedy in their green home uniforms, the green jerseys with the gold numbers and the black pants with the green striping, the green helmets. Jefferson Jayhawks in their visiting white jerseys with the blue numerals. They're going to go with the navy blue pants tonight and the white helmets. And treat tonight, the Brian White, the Kennedy Cougars, they have a team captain, if you will, each and every week, an honorary captain. Tonight, Dr. Greg Reed, former Kennedy football coach.
And principal.
And principal.
Yes.
Is the captain. He is out there with Kubovec, Pape, McCarty, and Deer.
And I'm going to tell you, there's not a nicer guy in the world than Dr. Greg Reed. He's just loved by everyone.
I know his son Steve is probably here across the way in the Jefferson section somewhere. Does some coaching over there in the girls track and field program. And I know Scott's probably listening in Ohio, or excuse me, in Illinois tonight. And tell you what, Greg was pretty darn excited.
And if he got to address the team maybe before they came out, then he probably told them whatever Mary Kay told him to tell them.
You bet. Probably down there telling Chuck Britton right now, you know, you never missed a call in any game that I did. And The significance of Greg being the honorary captain tonight is that 40 years ago, this week, he coached his first game, ironically, up at Dubuque Hempstead, where Kennedy played last week.
How about that? Yes. And speaking of our officiating crew, this is a veteran crew led by Chuck Britton, and they have done many, many, many state championship football games.
Jefferson's going to receive the kickoff as Kennedy will kick off from right to left. Cougars will defend the south goal here tonight. And Jefferson will drop back, pair of receivers. It'll be Tavian Rashad on the far side. And looks to be Devontae Taylor on the near side. They will line up twin safeties at about the 5-yard line as Kennedy will get set to kick it off with Alex Stone, the 5'9", 145-pound junior. Great to have you with us here tonight. Metro Showdown here at Kingston Stadium, coming your way from the Bob Brooks Press Box here tonight. Jefferson will go into what little wind we have here in the first quarter. We're underway, and Stone with the kick. This will come down to the 1-yard line. Taylor up ahead, 5-10 to the 15. Breaks one tackle and then brought down, twisted down as he gets to about the 17-yard line. And that's where Jefferson will put it into play, first down and 10.
Well, Jefferson's going to come out, this is no surprise, with their triple option running attack. They may hand off to a dive backer, they may have the quarterback keep it and run, or they have a pitch back that will trail behind. Option responsibility defensively for Kennedy is going to be key tonight.
Dylan Hart, the running quarterback, the 6'1", 161-pound senior, will get the start. Tavian Rashad will be the featured back, 5'7", 187, and a senior. On first down, they'll send Matt Moore in motion. Handoff for Rashad. Nope, a keeper. Faked the handoff and nothing doing. A loss of a couple that time by Dylan Hart. As a Kennedy front four and front three just went right through the gaps. Coker was there along with Packingham and Pape. Going to be a loss of a couple. And it's going to be second down and 12. Kyler Bell in there for the Jayhawks. Also receiving for Jefferson will be Jacob Henderson, a senior. Matt Moore in there along with Josh Furrow. Second down out of the pistol formation. Off the fake, rolling right side. Hart being chased. Now reverses field. He's in trouble. Down he goes. Gave a lot of ground up. Packingham was in there along with Garrett Kubabek. They combined for the Kennedy sack.
Swallowed in all directions by a defensive line that just looked angry.
This Kennedy defense, we heard from Brian White. They said they're playing their best football of the year right now.
And remember, 7 of these 11 started as juniors last year on what was, I'm going to say, the best team that Kennedy has ever produced.
Third down in a mile for the Jayhawks. Spread formation, blitz coming. Johnson Mator picked up, throwing from his end zone. Hart throwing down the middle of the field, tipped and incomplete, almost picked off. As back there for Kennedy, trying to get the deflection was Terrell Jordan. Deflected off the hand and then the helmet of Devontae Taylor. And it's a three and out for the Jayhawks right away.
Risky pass there. Several green jerseys in the vicinity all could have gone up and got that. Had the intended receiver, Taylor, not tipped that away from them, it would have been a sure interception.
Peyton McCarty and Kai Jenkins will drop for the Kennedy Cougars to get the punt from Heffelfinger. For Jefferson, he gets the boot away. Pretty nice kick into the wind. Coming down, 48-yard line. McCarty straight up the middle. Gets to the Jayhawk 45 and brought down at the 44-yard line. Tackle made by Mitchell Hall, starting D-back for the Jayhawks, but Kennedy's going to have excellent field position. To start things off with 10:23 remaining here in quarter number one.
Now, this is where Brian White wants his offensive line to send a message to Jefferson that you will not be getting in our backfield. We will be pushing you backwards all night long, and it starts right now with this snap.
First and 10, first play from scrimmage for the Cougars. They'll send Kai Jenkins in motion to the left. Deer under center, hands it off to Isaiah Mady, coming short side, turns the corner, tripped up along the sideline, close to a first down. Now, given the 33-yard line, Hall came up. Also coming up for the Jayhawks was Matt Moore.
And nice seal block inside there. It'll spring that to the outside right along the boundary of the Kennedy sideline.
I'm going to say it's just a tick short. Called a gain of 9 for Isaiah Mady. He's had a good start to his junior campaign, 194 yards and a couple of touchdowns. Hand off to big 99, Sam Pape. He moves the chains for a first down inside the 30, and Pape takes it down to the 28 on a gain of five.
Pape did a little bit of dance stepping in there when he should be putting his shoulder pads and helmet out in front of his body and just burrowing straight ahead. But as it was, he's still ended up picking several yards, at least five.
Kai Jenkins for Kennedy, one of the receivers along with Jared White, 5'11", 167, and White, a senior. Carter Crawl, the tight end, 6'4", 205. Jayhawks four-man front. Here's the quick toss to Mady. Got it on the hip, 20 to the 15, and he gets pushed ahead. Kind of tackled ahead toward the 20-yard line. Going to mark him at the 21. That's a pickup of seven.
This is what Brian White wanted from his offense. The green shirts just pushing the white shirts back very easily here on this first possession, ripping off 6, 7, 8 yards at a chunk.
Up front for Kennedy, Jackson Coker, left tackle, 270. Parker Maxwell, left guard, 256. Austin Moss at 195 at center. We'll give you the right side in a moment. Off the fake counter, big hole up the middle, and getting inside the 20 and down to the 16 was Peyton McCarty, who slipped in there. And McCarty sharing time with Mady at the beginning of the year. Now he's more of a slot back type guy.
Yeah, I think Rizaya Mady has kind of taken care of establishing himself as the main go-to running back there.
Second first down for the Cougars on the gain of five. It'll be first and 10 in the red zone at the Jayhawks 16-yard line. They'll run it out of the eye. Receivers left and right. Off the fake. Deer boots left side. Being chased. Stops. Throws on the run. Caught at the 10-yard line by McCarty on the crossing pattern. And he gets about nine down to the Jayhawk 8-yard line. T.J. Kennan on the stop for Jefferson, along with David Bonner, the 256-pound senior lineman.
But when you can run the ball as well as Kennedy's offense is right now, makes that play-action passing so open and so much easier to convert on.
Second and called a long yard. Tied eye this time. Hand off to the fullback. McCarty angles right. Got popped pretty good, but he's got a first down. Took it down to about the 6-yard line. And that should move the chains. Tavian Rashad will call his name a lot tonight on both sides for the Jayhawks.
Well, when you talk about Tavian Rashad, whether it's on the offense or the defense, you're talking about the biggest heart and hardest worker that Jefferson football has seen in a long, long time. And in addition to that, the newly crowned all-time career tackle holder for the history of Jefferson football, and that's saying something.
That is saying something. First and goal, Cougars. Counter play, left side, Mady. Big hole, and he'll stroll in for the touchdown. Third score of the year for Isaiah Mady, and the Cougars striking their first drive. They lead it 6-0.
Just looked easy there as the Jefferson defenders bit on full flow, and then when they come back with counter tray, just very, very easy. Everybody got caught in the tracks, and they no way they could recover and go over and make that tackle.
Stone to try to tack on the extra point as Mady gets the touchdown run. Stone, right-footed kicker. Good snap, place down. Kick on its way, and it is good. 7:58 to play here in the opening quarter, and it's Kennedy on top. Cougars 7, Jayhawks nothing. We'll take a 30-second timeout and come back for the kickoff right after this as you're listening to High School Football, presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM.
Hey, you should be thinking about the game, not your business. I understand. I'm Colin Forrest with Holmes Murphy. We handle the worry factor for businesses like yours every day. We're always thinking ahead to find insurance solutions that lower your risk, your costs, and maybe even your blood pressure. Right now, take a break and focus on the game. And when you're back in the office, find out who we are, how we think, and what we do to make your business life less stressful at HOLMESMurphy.com. Holmes Murphy, thinking ahead.
Back with you here at Kingston Stadium as Kennedy has scored first. Cougars lead at 7-0. By the way, James Vega and Matt Murphy on that right side of that Kennedy offensive line. And the Cougars blew some big holes there. 43-yard touchdown drive and 2:25. And Kennedy leads it 7-0. Taylor and Tavian Rashad back for the Jayhawks. Here's the approach and the kick. High end over end down the middle of the field. Taylor will have a shot at it at the 2. Straight ahead, 5, 10, 15. Little stutter move at the 20-yard line, 25, and drug down from behind as he gets to the 29-yard line. Special teams tackle made by Hunter Erickson for the Kennedy Cougars. Pretty good return, though.
Much better than the first one, and now this mildly better field position, hopefully for Jefferson's faithful, is going to yield a triple action running attack that's going to get some yardage. And in their first possession, when they went 3 and out, 10 yards back instead of 1 yard forward, even in that 3 downs.
First down, Jefferson, wide side of the field to the left. Rashad, the lone setback. They got a jumble formation to the right. Now they send Devontae Taylor in motion. Straight ahead, handoff. They go to it with Rashad, and he gets pinballed around. He did get a yard to the 30. Sam Pape representing the middle of that line on the stop there, along with Michael Kaiser, a linebacker for Kennedy. One tough yard for Tavian Rashad, who comes into tonight's ballgame. 32 carries, 154 yards, averaging 5 on the year. Give me that Jayhawk front 5 coming up in a moment. Taylor in motion to the right side. They'll run the option. Here's the late pitch. Taylor's got a 35-40. He's got open running room to the 50-yard line, and Price drags him down. Got a great pitch from the quarterback, Vauder, who was in there that time. He's the passing guy, John, but he did a great job running the option.
Yeah, when you run a triple option attack, it's very difficult to rep that up in practice with your scout team. And it always takes teams defensively a little bit of time to get it figured out at the speed that Jefferson runs it.
And they run it very well. First and 10 at the 40-yard line of Kennedy. High snap, Vauder back to throw. Ducks under one guy, can't get away from Pape, who puts him down for the loss back at the 42-yard line. Second sack for the Cougar defense. As we mentioned, Noah Vauder is a 6'2", 180-pound junior, and he's looked at more as the passer for the Jayhawk quarterbacking duo.
Yes, and he showed his inexperience or lack of time out there on the field in that play as he tucked it under and accepted the sack a little too easily there as he had two seam receivers wide open down the middle of the field.
Second down and 12, inside handoff. Rashad stood up right at the point of attack. Might have got a yard. The timing messed up by a little bit of a high snap there. Jefferson up front. They've got at the left tackle position, Taylor Victoria. He's filling in for Colton Keel. Daniel Everts at left guard, Matt Culver the center, David Bonner at right guard, and Blake Owens at right tackle. Third down for Jefferson. Third down, a little more than 10. Here comes the blitz. Vauder back to throw. Flushed out of the pocket. Caught. Down he goes. Packingham on the sack that time for the Cougars. Zach Packingham, 6'3", 185, and a junior.
Kyle Knox defense just licking their chops at the prospect of coming into that backfield and wreaking havoc on Jefferson's passing game. That time they went to the nickel package and still brought 3 down linemen, made it very difficult for any view downfield for Vauder.
Jenkins coming back to return the punt of Heffelfinger. Averaging about 38 yards a boot this year. Had a good one his first try. No rush, gets it away. Another good kick. Fair catch called for. Jenkins at the 11. That'll be a 39-yard punt, just a little bit above the average. And we're down to 5:16 to play here in the opening quarter with Kennedy on top, 7-0. Well, Jayhawks, they needed to get that defense a little bit of a breather, and they got one first down, but they would have liked to have gotten another one. At least.
Well, that option pitch is going to be a concern for Kyle Knock, and I guarantee you he has schooled his defenders in option responsibility, who's got the dive, who's got the quarterback, who's got the pitch. But on that one, they didn't read pitch very well, and he's going to have a problem with that.
First down, Cougars. Jenkins in motion. Hand off to Mady. Runs into his own blocker, and that gets steamrolled. Got hit hard by Keenan Stewart, 6'3", 235-pound junior, who laid a lick on him right at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, you're going to hear Keenan Stewart's name a lot this year and next as well. Also, Josh Furrow coming in there to help clean up. And we saw him a couple of weeks ago have a very, very good defensive game for Jefferson as well as Stewart.
Xavier has scored twice in the first 4 minutes over Charles City. They lead it 14-0. Jenkins in motion, left to right, out of the eye. Second down, a little less than 10. Off the fake. Deer rolls to the right side, throws low, incomplete. He tried to get it, looked like Noah Semph coming out of the backfield. He was in there as a backup fullback.
Josh Furrow on the coverage there. I think maybe he even went out and got a hand on it, even though the ball was thrown very low, and it would not have been able to be intercepted.
Jefferson defensively, Stewart up front, Daniels, Garnett, Bonner, Kennan, Furrow, Rashad, the linebackers. You got Taylor, Hall, Ligon, and Moore in the defensive backfield. Shotgun, back to throw is White. He's going to throw it deep down the middle of the field and overshot everyone, incomplete. As BJ came in there, he's Kennedy's sort of quote-unquote passing quarterback.
Yes, B.J. White, son of head coach Brian White, has seen a lot of duty so far this year on passing downs such as that. Got a little rush from Keenan Stewart coming over on the right-hand end there, so had to unload it downfield prematurely.
Boy, did the Jayhawk defense need that. 7-0 Kennedy. Deer to stay in to punt. Rugby-style kick gets it away. Nobody back for the Jayhawks, and this was a beauty with the win. Inside the 30, inside the 20, still rolling inside the 15-yard line. And Kennedy's going to flip the field, touchdown at the 12-yard line.
It did not look to me as though they had an all-out block on, so I am at a loss as to why there was nobody back for Jefferson to receive that punt.
That was a 75-yard punt by Nick Deere, who came in averaging 39. How about that? You know,
and that's just a mental breakdown by whoever was supposed to be out there to accept that punt for Jefferson.
Jayhawks first and 10, but back on their 12-yard line. Kyler Bell split to the right side. Devontae Taylor in the backfield. Josh Furrow in a slot. And Noah Bonner is going to stay out there as a quarterback. And Keenan Stewart's going to be in there as the running back. Taylor coming in motion. Still 10 on the play clock. Pistol formation. Long count. Taylor starts in motion. They'll run the option. Give up the middle. Keenan Stewart. Just good body lean on Stewart. And he takes a pile out to the 17 for a gain of 4.
Yeah, Stewart's an athlete. He's got all of the size and skill, the leg strength, the desire that you want. So, and he's a load, to be honest with you. He's a big guy in there. So why not give him the ball and just right now muck out some yards? And on that one, he got a solid 4.
Second down and 6. 7-0 Cougars here in the early going in the first quarter. One setback. Taylor in motion right to left. On to the pistol. Inside handoff to Stewart. Spins off one would-be tackler and crosses the 20 and gets out to the 21-yard line. And make it the first manageable third down try tonight for the Jayhawk offense.
Met very early there by Garrett Kubovec, who was in great hit position, but Stewart just lowered his shoulder pads and helmet and then put a spin move on it, too, to avoid the wrap-up of Kubovec.
Third down and maybe a little less than 2. Jayhawks need just inside the 24-yard line. They'll send Furrow, start him in motion. Here's a double handoff coming off the left side and up the middle and way short of the first down. A little double handoff that time and unpiling. That was Matt Moore who carried it. Didn't go anywhere, and it's going to be a fourth down. They did give him a yard, though.
Well, it's going to be less than a yard if Brian Webb wants to roll the dice this early juncture of the game, but the punt team is now coming out.
Probably the best idea.
You know, we said that one of the keys here in this first half is that Jefferson cannot dig a hole for themselves and expect to be able to come back in the second half from it.
Fourth down and a yard. Jayhawks with the 3 and out. Heffelfinger to punt. Good snap. Rush coming in. He just got rid of it. Angling on the near side, and we'll take a Jayhawk bounce and go out right about the midfield stripe. That looked to be one of the big linemen in there for Kennedy. Just about got in there. I think it was Jackson Coker.
Jackson Coker, very big guy, lots of experience, and somehow he found a little seam where nobody touched him. And he got in that backfield and very nearly got a hand on that punt.
But a 3 and out in nonetheless. And Kennedy will have it again, an excellent field position. 2 minutes to play, first quarter, up 7-0. Shotgun this time. And this is going to be Packingham on a wildcat. The defensive end just takes it himself off the right side with blockers in front. It's going to get about 9.
That is what I kind of refer to as the Sean Beyer sweep.
Yep.
Boy, did we see that a lot of times last year on the march to the finals at the Dome.
9-yard pickup for Zach Packingham.
And right now, Jefferson getting outflanked severely whenever there is a counter or a sweep play outside the hash marks.
Second down and 1. Kennedy on the right hash mark. Sent Kaiser in motion in there as a tight end. This is going to be a keeper again by Packingham. And he had the football knocked out loose at the 40-yard line. Great defensive play by Jefferson. And coming up with it was T.J. Cannon. I think he made the little swipe and he got it back.
Yes, he did. And that was, again, going to be another big gain outside of the hash marks to the wide side of the field. But the ball just stripped from behind. Packingham wasn't even sure that he had the ball there. But the Jefferson defense came up with it.
That was a beauty right there. After this play, as we'll go down to Zach on the sideline and see if he got a good view of that one. Vaughter's going to stay in there as the quarterback. Kennan will line up tight end right. They'll go with a double slot on the left side. They'll run the option. Here's Vaughter. Turns it up himself, flag down, and he'll take it for about a yard to the 41. Came from that far side official there, John.
Yes, the Jefferson side judge threw that right into the area of the line of scrimmage.
Going to be illegal procedure. I wonder if it was an illegal formation on Jefferson.
Very likely. They had two guys shifting there at the same time. One was out flanked and the other was in the backfield, and you can't have two guys shifting at the same time.
Hey, Zach, we can throw it down to you there on the sideline. That was a heck of a defensive play there by Kennan there for Jefferson.
Yeah, you nailed it. He came up just from behind, just popped it right out, and Jefferson was able to recover the fumble. It'll be interesting to see what they're able to do with this change of possession here now they got the ball back.
All right, Zach, thank you. 5-yard mark off, 1st and 15, back at the 35 as we're under a minute to play in the first quarter. Shotgun, back to throw. Here's Vaughter throwing the left flat. Catch made, Furrow turns it up and gets to about the 38-yard line. Going to get about 3 of it back. And chasing him out there for the Cougars was one of the hybrids. That's Chandler Pohl, 6'5", 205, and a senior.
Jefferson and Coach Brian Webb kind of conceding early here, Scott, that with the insertion of Vaughter and now the short passing game coming out, that they're kind of abandoning their triple option running attack.
Second down for the Jayhawks. Henderson out to the right side. Twins that way. Off the fake, Vaughter to the throw. Being chased. Gets away from Kubovac. Still on his feet. He's going to throw the middle of the field, and it's knocked away incomplete. Little bit of contact there as Garrett Kubovac was going for the pick. And it'll be third down.
Tended for Furrow, who had to go up as high as he could to try and get a hand on it. Michael Kaiser right there on the deflection as well.
Dangerous to throw that ball down the middle like that late.
There have been several times here now in this early game that Vaughter's thrown that ball up, and several green shirts in the area could have brought it down.
So it'll be a third down coming up, third and long again for Jefferson. They've been that way all night from their own 38. Here comes the blitz. Vaughter is going to throw the slant, incomplete. Tried to get it to Matt Moore. Johnson Mator was right there for the Cougars to break it up.
Kyle Knock just dialing up all kinds of linebacking pressure here, sending at least one and often two backers. They're just trying to disrupt the passing game and put as much pressure on the young quarterback Vaughter as they can.
So Jefferson to punt again. And this will be the third three and out for the Jayhawk offense. 28 seconds to play. Heffelfinger will get it away, but prior to the kick, we have a penalty flag. 7-0 Kennedy here in the first quarter. And it's going to be encroachment on the Cougars.
Well, the punt team's going to need to stay out there, though, because that still will not come close to moving the chains.
It'll be a 4th and 6 instead at the 44-yard line is where they will scrimmage. Jenkins and Peyton McCarty back at about the 15. They're twin safeties back there. Vauder is the protector for the punt. Heffelfinger gets it away, and this one a knuckleball, and not a good one. Off the side of his foot, not a bounds. And we'll see where they'll mark it.
You know, Brian White told you in his opening remarks to this game tonight, Scott, that he wanted to see his team come out and play aggressive, physical ball. And I would say that to this point in the game, they look like rabid dogs. They're just pinning their ears back, and it's just like they're junkyard dogs protecting their property, coming after the Jayhawk offense.
7-0 Cougars. Listen to high school football tonight on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, KGYM Cedar Rapids. Quick hitter to the fullback, and Pape dancing around. He's spinning, and the big guy goes for about 6 as he'll take it to the 46-yard line. All 6'1", 235 playing fullback.
Yeah, he's got to get that body lean back. We've seen him do this in the past, but tonight he's kind of standing up straight like the old proverbial sheet of plywood.
That's going to be the end of the first quarter. From Kingston Stadium, and after one at Cedar Rapids Kennedy, on top of Cedar Rapids Jefferson, 7-0. We'll come back with the second quarter. We'll take 1 minute timeout as you're listening to High School Football, presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM.
At First Federal Credit Union, keeping it simple is the key to our no-strings checking account. It's simple because there's no minimum balance, no monthly fee, and you earn 5% on the first $500 in your account. That's right, 5%. We give you free mobile and online tools. And with surcharge-free ATMs in Iowa and across the nation, we make it easy, convenient, and of course, simple for you. No Strings Checking is available only at First Federal Credit Union. Check us out at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Back with you here at Kingston Stadium. Scott Unesh alongside John Hagerty. Zach Johnson on the sidelines here tonight. 7-0 Kennedy lead. A second down, a little more than 3 coming up for the Cougars. They'll scrimmage at the 46. Handoff second back through Mady. Kicks it to the outside, trying to get to the corner. Penalty flag down, and so is Mady. I think we're going to have a block in the back there on one of the Cougar receivers on the far side.
Side judge over on the Jefferson sideline has been busy here this last couple of possessions.
Yes, he has been. He's been throwing that old flag.
1 week ago tonight, where was this crew?
Dowling Valley.
They were at Valley Stadium for the Dowling and Valley game.
Xavier has now added a touchdown, 20-0 in favor of the Saints, and they're honoring their 2006 state championship team tonight.
And my question is, I've asked you this, and I'm wondering if they would do any kind of a reenactment of that Josh Lorenzen fumble and the David DeRozel run from 95-plus yards for the touchdown there in that semifinal win against Bettendorf.
They might try it.
They should reenact that.
10-yard penalty, second down and 12. Here's the quick out. White throws it behind Deer. One quarterback to another. Deer trying a little shake and bake move, and finally corralled by Rashad and others. Bonner and company, and driven out of bounds. And they'll pick up about 4 across the 40 out to the 42-yard line.
Tough pass to field there from B.J. White as he threw it behind his receiver, who had to turn completely around in the opposite direction, and that offered him no momentum to go forward with it. 5 or 6 white shirts from Jefferson in the vicinity to clean up.
As much as Kennedy has dominated so far tonight in field position, is still only 7-0 here in the second quarter. Crawl tight end right side. Down to 9 on the play clock. B.J. White, the junior quarterback, under center. And he will pitch it to Deer, trying to get to the corner. He will reverse field. He's got some blockers in front. Turns it up at the 40-yard line, 45. Tightropes the sidelines into Jayhawk territory and turned a loss into a big gain as he's to the Jayhawk 37. We don't recommend that to kids out there, but it worked that time.
Nobody left behind for the Jefferson defense, and Deer made them pay, as there were 11 jerseys on the right side of the field chasing down his initial run. But then when he stopped and came back to the opposite direction, came right down the Kennedy sideline, no white jerseys to be seen.
First and 10, Kennedy. White still under center at 38. Handoff to McCarty and brought down immediately. Good solo tackle by Montel Daniels. 5'11", 208-pound senior. Got him right away after a pickup of only a yard. McCarty's third carry tonight for 9 yards. Coming up at half, we'll get you updated on some scores. And more coming your way at the break. Out of the eye, second down, a little less than nine. Handoff, Mady, big hole left side. Lowers the shoulder, still on his feet inside the 30. Looks to have a first down. Takes it to about the 27-yard line where Mitchell Hall comes up with a stop for Jefferson.
There's one of the two offensive plays Brian White said he has to have his team run successfully tonight. That's power, where the fullback kicks out the defensive end and the tackle and guard double down and get a combo block in there. And that time, Sam Pape kicked out the defensive end. Then there was enough room that you could have driven a pickup truck through there.
First and 10 for the Cougars. Deer back under center, rolls to the right side, guns it upfield, caught by White at the 15. That'll be a pickup of 13 and another first down. Tavian Rashad on the stop for Jefferson.
Jared White going across the middle. That's a tough catch to bring down, but he did a nice job of picking that off with his hands extended away from his body like all good receivers do.
7-0 in favor of the Cougars. And they've got it in the red zone. Looking for more at the Jefferson 15. 9.5 to play first half. 7-0 Kennedy. Mady behind Pape in the eye. Deer on the short count, hands it off. Off tackle, Mady. Swim move at the 10-yard line. Runs over a Jayhawk. Inside the 5, and he's down to the Jeff 4. It'll be first and goal, Kennedy.
Well, the offensive line for the Cougars right now, Scott, coming off low, hard. Good pad level is low. And most importantly, they're keeping their feet moving after the initial contact of the block is held there. And so right now it's very difficult for Jefferson's defensive lineman to get in under the action. The linebackers are having to try and mop up everything.
First and goal just outside the 4 from the left hash mark. Full house backfield for Kennedy. Handed off to Mady off the left side, and he's stuffed. Picked up and put down rudely by David Bonner. He was the first one to get to him, and also Keenan Stewart. Going to be a loss of a yard that time. They're running behind Coker and Maxwell on that left side. See if they try it again here. Second and goal, 8.5 to play first half. In a so far rapidly moving first half of play. Again, that full house look. No, they go back to the eye. Jenkins in motion to the right. Long count. Deer, handoff right side to Mady. Breaks one tackle. Inside the 2. Lunging for the goal line. He got it. Last second lunge got him in. And Mady scores his second touchdown of the night.
Yep, went back to power on run on the other side as the kickout block there did not work on the defensive end for Jefferson. But a great second effort there. Got the ball in the end zone for Kennedy nonetheless.
Injured Jayhawk down. And might be a cramping situation. That's Tavian Rashad.
That would not be the man that Jefferson can afford to lose. He does so much for them on both sides of the ball that for him to exit this game and not be able to come back would be devastating.
Yes, it would. Big, long drive there by the Cougars.
Jefferson just getting a steady dose there on that particular possession of ISO and power, just trying to run it right down their throat.
And that's what Brian White talked about in the pregame show.
And he's sticking with his game plan. And his linemen have bought into it, as well as whoever he's had in at fullback. To this point, they have executed the game plan perfectly. They have played emotional at a high level of intensity. And it's just very, very going to be difficult for anybody that they play. If they keep continuing to improve week by week like this, Scott, you know, I don't care if they lost their first two games against Washington and Muscatine. Those are two quality teams. This is a Kennedy team right now that's hungry, and they're going to be tough to reckon with.
Yep, and Tavian Rashad is up, walking off under his own power, and it appeared to be a cramping situation down there.
Kennedy lining up in the swinging gate here. We did see this, have seen it a couple of times already this year where they go for it.
Absolutely. They will not do it this time, though. They'll bring the kick team across. B.J. White to hold and Alex Stone to try the extra point for Kennedy. Good snap, placed down. The kick on its way, and it is good. So the Cougars add to the lead. It's now Kennedy 14 and Jefferson nothing. We'll take this break. Come back to Kingston for the kick after this on KGYN.
Coach Hungry Guy Football Player Fan here for GNC. These next couple weeks are all about chips and dips, but they're not packing a protein punch. Want a great tasting snack that hits back like a linebacker? Then get into your GNC for the Protein Bar Buy 3, Get 1 Free Sale. Your favorite brands like Quest, hard-hitting exclusive flavors like Total Lean Vanilla Birthday Cake, plus gluten-free and vegan options so everyone who loves football can get in on the action. Protein bars. Buy three, get one free. Only at GNC. Hot, hot!
Who says cars have to act their age? Gear up for fall driving this Thursday through Sunday at Firestone Complete Auto Care. For a limited time, you can save big, like $100 off any purchase of $500 or more. Firestone Complete Auto Care. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Offer valid September 15th through 18th on any purchase. Most vehicles. In-store installation required. Maximum savings $100. $50 minimum purchase required for tiered offers. See store driveafirestone.com for full details.
Back at Kingston for the kickoff. Alex Stone to kick it away. Uncle this time back along with Taylor, and I'm going to kick it to Taylor. Over in the far corner, Muffs it, picks it up at the 10, 15, to the 20, little seam, 25, bursts through, 30, 35, 40, a far side, 50, and the Jayhawks get a good return into Kennedy territory. Devontae Taylor back to the Cougar 45.
Taylor initially bobbled that ball, put it down on the ground, and then when he came back up with it, he saw a nice little seam. If he burst to the outside down the Jefferson sideline, and so Jefferson's offense is going to come out and set up shop tonight for the first time in Kennedy territory.
49-yard return, and Jefferson down 14-0 will have it at the Kennedy 45-yard line. And this is by far the best field position the Jayhawks have had tonight. They'll send Twins to the left, and now Moore in motion to the right side. Off the fake, hard up the middle, big hole, 35-30. And finally corralled inside the 30 down to the Cougar 28-yard line.
Well, this is the dimension that the quarterback Hart brings to the Jefferson offense, is when he pulls that ball out, he's pretty slick at knowing when to call his own number and then finding the exact right spot to run in. And that time, he made it look like he's been doing it for all his life.
Tavian Rashad believed, well, no, that's not Rashad in there at the tailback. Hart off the fake, going to throw the middle. Crossing pattern caught, Furrow at the 15. Spins his way to the 10-yard line. Good throw by Hart. Gain of 19, and the Jayhawks will have a first and goal at the Kennedy 10. That was a heck of a throw by Hart.
Nice little seam pattern. Got it right in front of the linebackers, but behind the backers, but in front of the safeties there. And I believe that's Miles Glassberg now that's checked into the backfield.
Yep, Miles Glassberg in there for the injured Tavian Rashad. He'll line up on the left hip now of Dylan Hart. Moore in motion to the right side. And they'll give it to Glassberg. Up the middle to the five, and he's in. Touchdown, Jayhawks. And Uncle Mo trying a white jersey on right now.
Well, Glassberg is bringing a spark to the team here, as well as the return of the quarterback Hart. Some nice running plays here right up the gut. on the Kennedy defense, which to this point in the game had been having its way with the offensive line of Jefferson. Miles Glassberg, not a very tall guy, but I tell you what, he's got quick feet and he's got good body lean, and he's not afraid to put his shoulder pads and helmet into you.
Extra point try coming up from Tyler Heffelfinger out of the hold of Dylan Hart. Good snap. Low kick on its way, and it is good. And it is now 14-7. Quick strike there for the Jayhawks. We'll go down to Zach coming up here in a moment. That's just what Jefferson needed.
Well, the special teams helped him out there. That Devontae Taylor run provided a big spark. And then with the quarterback Hart re-entering the game after being subbed out for, it's good to see Jefferson get their running attack going again. And that opened up the passing lane in the middle there too. So, yeah, Jefferson kind of back in the game here, at least for one series. Because up until that series, Scott, I believe they only had one first down on the night.
That's right. Got a couple there. All right, let's go down on the sideline to Zach Johnson with an update.
Hey, guys, two things here. The first thing is number 24, Damian Richard. He did grab his helmet, and he was walking around. He had some Gatorade get it put into him, so I think it was just a cramp when he came up on that injury. And the second thing is, in the pregame show, you guys talked about how homecoming could be seen as a distraction for the Kennedy Cougars. In a rivalry game like this, you can never discredit the effect that momentum can have. On the kickoff return, they had the huge return. They put together four plays, got into the end zone. It'll be interesting to see how the defense holds up here, if they can get off the field and maybe get the offense back in on the field before they head into halftime. What do you guys think?
I think a very good point right
well
there.
Well said, Zach Johnson.
Very good. Jayhawks 2 kick. This will be Brandon Perez. End-over-end kick, a line driver, and that one's muffed. Picked up Jordan, 10 to the 15. He crosses the 20, gets to the 25, and stacked up. Ooh, tried to put that ball forward and get some more yardage, and that's dangerous to do. The diminutive one, Tyler Uncle, on the stop for the Jayhawks.
You know, Tyler Uncle and Miles Glassberg are a couple of guys that are vertically challenged, but they've got big hearts, and I guarantee their coaches love them for that.
Kennedy will scrimmage at the, they'll mark it at the 27-yard line. Total yards after that first quarter, by the way, was 61-23 in favor of Kennedy. Deer at the quarterback spot. Jenkins to the left, one receiver to the right, and they'll keep it on the ground. Hand off Peyton McCarty, the tailback this time. Not much, kind of burrows his way for two out to about the 29-yard line. Big 79. Jagvis Garnett, 6'3", 334. Came up with the stop.
Yeah, and they need as much as they can get out of him, because in the deficiency that they've got right now due to injuries with linemen, they've got to continue to rotate those guys and keep them fresh all night long.
Isaiah Mady back in there behind Peyton McCarty on second down and 8. They'll throw it. Deer to throw. Has time. Throws a crossing pattern, incomplete. Right on the hands of Carter Krall. And it'll be third down.
Boy, Carter would love to have that one back, because you couldn't have thrown that ball any better to hit him in stride, and he'd love to have that one back.
Well, how big a play is this here?
Yeah, this is big for Jefferson's defense to be able to force a three and out. The momentum right now has shifted in this game, so Kennedy's offense has got to find a way to convert this and get it back in their corner.
Third down and 8 for the Cougars. 6:27 to play, first half, 14-7 Kennedy. Now we're going to get a Cougar timeout.
Yeah, Brian White didn't like something that he saw there, either in Jefferson's formation or the way that his team broke the huddle.
So they will come over to the sideline, talk things over. Kennedy will. And Jefferson will go to the other side around Chris Buesing. You mentioned congratulations to Tavian Rashad, who's the new tackle leader, as he has now put up more tackles than his defensive coordinator, a guy that played defense for you during the day,
yes.
Chris Buesing.
Well, there are two records that he broke defensively. He broke the tackles in a season and tackles for a career. And he's aided in the fact that he was brought up as a sophomore, so he's got 3 years as opposed to his defensive coordinator, Chris Buesing's.
And I imagine Chris tells him that every day.
And I don't think that Chris would say anything to him about that. I promise you, the only thing that Chris Buesing would have said to Tavian is congratulations, and well deserved, because Chris is just a class act. Chris, however, broke that from someone that we were talking to last night by the name of Jim Dostal.
That's right.
All-American for Coe College as well. So he's in some lofty company there.
Jim Dostal told us the last time he was at Brady Street Stadium was watching his brother play Roger Craig in 1977.
The playoffs.
How about that? Third down and eight. Big play. Jayhawks showing blitz, and here they come. Deer back to throw. Being chased by Stewart, is just going to toss it away, and this might be grounding.
Well, I don't think Chuck Britton's going to call it, though.
Ooh.
There was a receiver.
Boy, look at the Jayhawk sideline, though.
Yeah, there maybe is a case to be made there by Jefferson, but I will tell you that there was a receiver for Kennedy, and it was Carter Crawl, and he was all the way over at the Jefferson sideline. So there was somebody in the vicinity. The ball was just thrown very, very short.
Fourth down, Kennedy to punt with Deer. Jefferson not sending anybody back. And Deer with the punt, end over end, and we'll take a sideways bounce this time. Now turns, takes a little cougar bounce, and will go out of bounds at about the 24. And it will be Jefferson ball right there, down 14-7.
Well, that was a huge defensive stand there for Jefferson as they've stopped the bleeding here with the last special teams return, the ensuing touchdown that they had, and now the three and out by Kennedy's offense here. So Kennedy kind of looking around just a little bit stunned right now as Jefferson's offense comes back out on the field. They would love to stuff Jefferson here and get some good field position for their offense to get back on track.
14-7, Kennedy on top. Cougars led 14-0. Jefferson had 12 on the field. Now they take out Matt Moore and go with 11. Rashad looks like he's back in the game. Miles Glassberg, one carry, one touchdown.
That's not bad for tonight.
First and 10 from the 24-yard line. Pistol formation, sweep. Rashad trying to turn the corner, and Johnson Mador hauls him down at about the 29, maybe the 30-yard line. That's a gain of about five. That's two All-Staters meeting right there, one-on-one.
Yes, both All-Staters last year as juniors.
Probably will be again, too. Call it a gain of five. It'll be second down and five coming up. From the 31, ball right hash mark, pistol formation for Dylan Hart. Hart on the keeper, trying to get to the left side, being chased, giving ground, penalty flag down, and so is Hart. He's going to lose that positive gain from the first down play. And again, that far side official's got the this call.
Chuck Britton signaling holding, and when you're running a sweep to the wide side of the field, that's just inexcusable that you would have back in the very middle of the hash marks holding calls from your offensive lineman. It's going to be declined, however, because it'll be a loss on the play.
Yeah, it was a loss of six. And now Jefferson facing a third down. They're 0 for 3 tonight on third down tries.
Kennedy's defense not very happy right now, and they are kind of trying to take this out on Jefferson's offense.
Third and 11 coming up for the Jayhawks. Three-man front, off the fake, hard to throw. Throws the middle of the field, incomplete, deflected, almost intercepted. Off the hands of Josh Furrow and almost picked off there by a number of Cougars.
Boy, how many times tonight has Kennedy had possible interceptions in their hands, Scott?
At least two or three.
Absolutely.
Xavier up 28-0 over the Charles City Comets now.
There's going to be a lot of happy reserves for Xavier tonight by the time that game's over.
I played the second half last week, basically, including one by the name of Quinn Schulte.
Moving to quarterback from his receiver position.
High snap brought down and just getting it away. Heffelfinger, low kick, will take a couple of bounds. Picked up McCarty, 35-40, and brought down as he gets to the 43-yard line. And a couple of players going at it, tooth and nail back there.
Good solo tackle by Mitchell Hall there. You know, one of the things about Jefferson's team is they're not big, they do have decent speed, and they are pretty gritty, but you know what they do a really nice job of and have here in the entire Brian Webb years? They're just good fundamental tacklers and blockers.
For the most part, yes.
They really are.
Absolutely. Now we got a penalty fly. No, we got a timeout called by the Jayhawks. Jefferson will use their first timeout. Why don't we take one as well? We'll take a 30-second timeout. 5:02 to play first half. It's Kennedy 14 and Jefferson 7. We'll take a 30-second break. Come back to Kingston after this on KGYM Sports.
If you're not a fan of change, well, that makes you pretty much like everybody else. But stuff's going to happen. New car, new house, new baby, maybe a new driver in the family. You have enough on your plate, so let your person take care of the insurance part. Just call or email. Let them know what's new and what's up, and they'll handle it. Nice. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
Back at Kingston Stadium, Scott Unash alongside John Hegarty. Zach Johnson down on the sidelines. We'll hear from both coaches coming up at the halftime break here. Double duty again next week. We're back here for the annual next Thursday night. A Thursday night Wash Jeff game. A little unusual.
I'm sure we've had one of those for a while.
Or ever.
Maybe not ever.
So that'll be coming up next Thursday night. Slot right, Twins that way. They'll send Kaiser, the tight end, in motion. Out of the pistol, that's Packingham in there again, and he's going to keep it himself, pushing blockers ahead and gets across the 45 to the 47-yard line. A little different look, the old Sean Beyer keeper there. No, Sean's here.
There's no mystery here that when Packingham lines up in that wildcat position, he's going to run to the wide side of the field and try and outflank you. Jefferson getting better at recognizing that, but still giving up gaping chunks of yardage on the play regardless.
Second down and 6 off the gain. Now it's all well and good until you got a guy that doesn't carry it a lot, and he has it punched out like what happened last time. Turn, handoff, Mady. Stiff arms a man at the 50, gets into Jayhawk territory, and should have a first down. Looks like they're going to give him the 46-yard line, a gain of 7. That will move the sticks. First down, Cougars. And Mady now, 9 carries tonight. For 54 yards and a touchdown. Couple touchdowns.
Right, Isaiah Mady just continues to improve each week that we see him. He runs with more confidence. He runs with more power and aggression. He just has a much better feel for the game than when we saw him in week one.
Slot right, tight end right for Kennedy on first down. Straight ahead with the fullback McCarty and pushed back at the point of attack and a penalty flag coming out.
Yeah, that... Mady actually left early from his dotting of the eye back position, and I think it just took Chuck Britton a little while to get his flag out.
Well, Chuck's looking buff down there.
He is. Chuck, he is a veteran of many, many years, and he likes the game the way he likes to have it called.
And you will not say anything that Chuck will
That's
not
right.
like.
And you better keep your mouth quiet there if you're on offense, because he's got some big old Vulcan ears back there.
And he will throw a flag.
Yes, he will. There will be none of that.
He runs the show very well. 3:40 to play first half. 14-7, Kennedy on top of Jefferson. Cougars with the ball, first and 15, back in their 48-yard line. Pape back in there at fullback. High formation, receivers left and right. Long count, 4 to play clock, handoff Mady. Going left off tackle, 45, lowers his shoulder. Got a good chunk of yardage back to the Jefferson 42, and they'll give him 10.
Just a great run by Mady. Put his shoulder pads and helmet out in front of his feet and just didn't even hesitate. Went straight through the hole, no dancing around, no stutter stepping. Just run straight into that hole as hard as you possibly can. Trust your lineman's blocks.
Got most of that penalty yardage right back. Second down and 5. Handoff, Mady straight ahead, and there was a big collision in the backfield.
That was going to be power where Sam Pape, the fullback, was going to try and kick out Keenan Stewart, the defensive end. And Keenan Stewart's been seeing that play all night long, and he just said, Pape, you're not coming for me this time. I'm coming for you.
And they met.
That was brutal.
And Pape went down.
Pape went down on his back and was stunned for just a minute there.
Third down for the Cougars. They're 1 out of 3 tonight on third down tries from the Jayhawk 39-yard line. Long count, Deer, handoff, Mady up the middle. Big hole, first down, 35. And ahead to the 32-yard line. Pushing white shirts back. Montel Daniels on the stop. Also Tavian Rashad getting up off to the bottom of the pile.
Right back to the power play, but this time the fullback was Garrett Kubovec replacing Pape there.
6 yards, first down, Kennedy. 2 minutes to play. Each team with two timeouts remaining here in the first half. Big Mr. Garnett up there at the nose position. Jefferson kind of employing that 3-4-4 or 3-5-3, if you will. First and 10. Jared White sets up shot right side along with Jenkins. Deer to throw. Rolls right, being pressured. Now reverses field. He's got open ground to the 30, to the 25. Got a block at the 20. And out of bounds at about the Jayhawk 18. Thought it might have been a block in the back. It was real close.
Well, and that's the versatility that Deer brings to the offense of Kennedy as he scrambles out of a play that just was not going to be developing the way that it should have been. Reverses field, comes back, completely outflanks the Jefferson defense yet again tonight.
14 on the pickup. Stops the clock, minute 32 to play. And it'll be first and 10 from the left hash mark. They'll toss it, White to Deer, in there at the tailback position, strung out and brought down. Nice solo tackle there by Matt Moore. Got him right his tracks at about the 16-yard line for a pickup of two. I think we're going to get a Kennedy timeout. With 1:19 to play here in the first half. That'll leave Kennedy with one timeout remaining. Told you Wash Jeff next Thursday night. Then next Friday night,
Thomas Park.
We're going to go over to bucolic Thomas Park.
That's right. Makokita coming down to play the surging Indians.
Playing Wallert tonight. Marion looking for a 2-0 start in the district and a 3-1 start.
Boy, wouldn't that be great for Marion's turnaround if they could win the 3 weeks in a row here and just completely exercise the demons? Haven't heard anybody talking about that losing streak, and that's a great thing for Marion.
Tim Lovell's team taking over, and he's got things going in the right direction. So that'll be next Friday night, Makokita and Marion from Thomas Park. Here, Kennedy on top, 14-7 with a minute 19 to play at Kingston Stadium. Sophomore game tonight was won by the Cougars, 49-6 over Jefferson. And the Kennedy sophomores, 4-0, and if I'm not mistaken, three of the games have been 35-pointers.
Yes, and they have pitched a lot of shutouts in there too, although they didn't quite tonight.
B.J. White in there at quarterback. He'll run it out of the shotgun. Maney on his right hip. Two receivers left, two to the right, and now we're going to get a Jayhawk timeout. Chris Busing's out there, and he saw something he didn't like. Somebody lined up in the wrong position, perhaps, or they had twins left, twins right, and he didn't have enough people out there.
There was a formation scheme there that Kennedy was putting several people out to the wide side of the field, and defensive coordinator Chris Busing did not like the matchups that he had there. He may be switching into maybe a little bit different secondary coverage here based on what he saw alignment-wise there from Brian White.
28-0 half. That is the Xavier Saints on top of Charles City as they lead it at the break.
No, here's the dilemma for Dwayne Schulte at Xavier. You've got a quarterback and a tailback who are going to be vying for All-State honors, and a lot of times the statistics aren't there if you pull those guys out early in a game and empty your bench. But Dwayne Schulte, you know, when he gets that continuous clock going, he's going to empty his bench. And so there's a little bit of a kind of a tugging both ways at you there as a coach when you're winning big.
You bet. Deer and Crawl to the right. They're going to send Price and Jenkins out to the left. Mady the lone setback for Kennedy on a second down and 8, and now the officials come in again. Crawl went in, came back, and not sure what that was about, but we're going to play. Here's White to throw, looking left, steps up in the pocket, throws on the run, guns it far side, and it's caught on a dive by Kai Jenkins. But he's going to be short of a first down by about a half a yard, it looks like. First catch of the night for the junior receiver for Kennedy. White, 2 out of 3 now. Third and short. Here comes Kennedy going for White out of the shotgun. Being chased. Going to take it himself. Caught and thrown down. Going to lose a yard. And now clock continues to run down to 40 seconds, and it's fourth down.
Deer out as a receiver there as the quarterback, White, looking downfield for number 3. He was the intended target, but just did not have the coverage there. Good initial surge by the Jefferson defensive line there made White kind of panic a little bit.
Now, it looks like Brian White's, he's got the official over there, the side judge, and he's just going to let the play clock go down. And he's going to call a timeout here when it gets down to about a second.
He's going to kick the field goal?
Looks that way. Play clock down to 1. Big clock down to 8. Timeout, Kennedy.
Yeah, and I think that the field goal team will be coming out here as Alex Stone is bringing his tee out onto the field.
There's a win for the Jefferson defense right there a little bit.
That's big, keeping 7 points off the board there. And Zach Johnson's going to talk with Brian White here going in. Obviously some things that have, just as he drew up on the game plan tonight, but some things that he's going to want to talk about with his team as well.
This is going to be, from the left hash mark, it's going to be a 7, placed down on the 17. It'll be a 27-yard attempt by Stone.
And just keep in mind that if there would be a block of some kind or a tip of this ball, that it's a live ball, and it could be advanced by the offense or returned by the defense. Regardless, the 8.4 seconds that's on the clock is not going to cause the half to expire, Scott.
No, it will not. One way or the other, Jefferson's going to get the ball here. All right, B.J. White to hold. And it will be a 27-yard field goal attempt from the far hash mark. Try to give Kennedy a 10-point halftime lead, and now Jefferson's going to use their timeout. Make him think about it a little bit.
Well, why not? You've got him to burn, so might as well let him think about it a little bit. Tougher kick from that left hash for a right-footed kicker.
Yes, it is. We'll hear from Brian White coming up at halftime, going into the locker room with Zach Johnson. And we will hear from Brian Webb in our Battle of the Bryans tonight.
That's right, the Battling Bryans here tonight with Jeff and Kennedy. Now, I think Brian White saw some things in the first half from his offense that he liked, and then there were some times where they sputtered a little bit. Their special teams on kickoffs and punts have not been particularly stellar, and he's probably not real happy with that. But I tell you what, his defense has done a great job in this first half. I'm not sure that those guys can play with any more intensity than 11 green players I've seen in a long, long time. They've just been lights out tonight defensively.
Yes, they have been. Now, are you weary of a fake here, perhaps? Been a lot of time to talk it over.
You know what? Brian White's not afraid to roll the dice. It could happen.
27-yard attempt out of the hold of B.J. White. Try to tack 3 more on the board here. Here's a snap. Low one, placed down. Kick is up. Plenty of distance, and it is good. With 4 seconds to play here in the first half. So Stone connects and gives Kennedy a 2-possession lead here on the 27-yard field goal. That's a great weapon to have is that kicker.
Very important for them at this point in the game to get into that red zone and come away with something, even if it's 3. That's still a win for Kennedy as well.
Jefferson will have a chance to return the kick, and that's probably going to be about it. And Kennedy has dominated time of possession in this game.
Well, they've dominated in so many ways, above and beyond the statistics as well. I think if you're just a fan sitting here, you kind of look at the scoreboard and you see that Kennedy's only had 17-7, and you think it should be greater than that.
So Kennedy will kick it away, probably will keep it close to the ground, close to the vest here, have a squib kick, one would imagine. But you never know. As it'll be Stone to kick it off from left to right. Here's the approach, and he will squib it. angling to the near side, and we'll take a sideways hop. Uncle gets it at the 8 to the 15, up the numbers to the 20, and brought down on a solo tackle to end the half. Good tackle there by Ben Saracen, the backup linebacker. Halftime from Kingston, and Kennedy on top by a score of 17-7. We'll get a word from head coach Brian White coming up here in just a moment or two when Zach Johnson collects the head coach for the Cougars. And we'll hear from Brian Webb coming up in just a moment as well, as Kennedy leads it by 10 here at the break by a count of 17-7. There's Brian headed over to Zach Johnson. All right, Zach, we'll go down to you with the Kennedy coach.
Coach, in all football games, some things go your way, some things do not. What, as far as what happened in the first half, what are you most concerned about for things that didn't go your way?
Well, we're having a lot of mental breakdowns right now. We have a couple situations where a couple of our defensive ends didn't block the right guy. We have their ends coming off, Scott Free right in our backfield. We need to take care of that at halftime, get back to running the ball. We ran the ball fairly well the first half, and obviously we need to run the ball some more and lean on them a little bit going into the second half.
Before the game, you had an interview with Scott. You said you wanted your team to come out with a high physical intensity. Do you think that was matched, or are you hoping for more in the second half?
Well, I think we're playing physically right now. I think our problem is upstairs and inside the helmet. We're missing too many assignments and too many just mental breakdowns, and we've got to fix that, and certainly we can. I'm happy with the way we're playing physically, but we've had a few mental breakdowns. Their scoring drive, we had a couple breakdowns on that, and we got to fix that.
Excellent. Thanks a lot, Coach. Good luck in the second half. Guys, back to you.
All right, Zach, thank you. As we're at halftime, 17-7. In favor of the Kennedy Cougars. We'll take a two-minute timeout and talk halftime with you from Kingston Stadium, so stay with us. More to come after this. You're listening to High School Football, presented by First Federal Credit Union here on KGYM Sports.
As a pro, I'm always looking for ways to make my business better, and I know I can trust Lowe's to help me get the job done right. With events that feature special savings just for pros, getting the best price on the things I need couldn't be easier.
Now through September 16th at Lowe's during Pro Appreciation, Pro customers will get 5% off store-wide or 10% off when using a Lowe's business credit account in-store or at lowesforpros.com. Valid September 12th through 16th. See Pro Desk in-store for required coupon details and exclusions. Registration required for savings online. Credit offer subject to credit approval, U.S. only.
It's time for Straight Talk. We've got the best job in the world, Greeny.
You got that right.
We get to travel all over the country to watch games, but we need to know our cell phones work
wherever we go.
That's why I love Straight Talk Wireless. They use exact same networks as the big companies.
The same towers?
Yep. Straight Talk has the same great coverage on America's largest and most dependable networks, but for a lot less.
Wow.
So why haven't you switched to Straight Talk?
Know what? I have no idea.
Get an unlimited plan for just $45 with no contract. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over. Well, actually, I'm kind of bored. You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored? It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes. Wow, that is impressive.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Hey guys, do you know the key to being the best dressed this upcoming fall? It's the Men's Fall Wardrobe Sale at JCPenney. Starting this Thursday, find stylish suit separates at 50% off. An easy way to step up your sport coats and dress pants game. Hurry in and stack on your savings with $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items throughout the store. Get ready to create your own fall look. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Valid 9/15 to 9/17. Some exclusions apply. Check jcp.com or your newspaper for coupon and details.
Welcome back to Kingston Stadium and the Bob Brooks Press Box as we are at halftime. And the score at the break, the Kennedy Cougars on top of the Jefferson Jayhawks by a score of 17-7. Scott Unash, John Hegarty, and Zach Johnson on the sidelines. And a typical Metro, typical Kennedy Jeff game.
Scratching and clawing the play, both sides playing emotional. No love lost, although there's been nothing unsportsmanlike, just two clean, outstanding effort, sides going after each other. This is good football.
Yeah, it is. And looked like Kennedy was going to be dominant early, but then Jefferson got the big kickoff return, yep. and then Dylan Hart took him into the end zone with Miles Glassberg, and then all of a sudden the defense makes a stop down here, and it's a 17-7 game.
Yeah, I think that Brian White, the head coach for Kennedy, knows that he had a chance there in that second quarter to take this game by the horns and just run it down Jefferson's throat. But Jefferson said, you know what? That's not going to happen. A great special teams kickoff return and then some gutsy running by both their quarterback and backup tailback and then a key play passing down the middle. And all of a sudden, Jefferson's in the end zone and we've got a 14-7 ball game. And I think stunned everybody just a little bit, including those of us up here in the booth. So Jefferson doing a good job of fighting back right now and doing what their head coach, Brian Webb, asked them to do, come out and compete. They're doing that so far in this first half.
Well, let's take a look at the halftime numbers here. Total yards, 177 for the Kennedy Cougars to 57 for the Jefferson Jayhawks so far tonight. For Kennedy, 144 on the ground, 33 through the air. On the ground, Isaiah Mady so far tonight has carried it 12 times for 72 yards. He has scored both touchdowns for the Cougars. Nick Deere, the quarterback, carrying it 3 times for 36 yards. Sam Pape, 2 carries for 12. Peyton McCarty, 4 carries for 11. Zach Packingham has carried it 3 times for 14 yards. And Kennedy also got minus 1 from B.J. White. For the Cougars tonight, passing, Nick Deere is 2 out of 5 in the first half for 22 yards. B.J. White is 2 out of 3 for 11 yards in the first half. A catch for White, Jenkins, McCarty, and Nick Deere so far here in the ballgame. For Jefferson, 57 total yards in the first half, 35 on the ground, 22 through the air. On the ground, Jefferson being led so far by Devontae Taylor. He had one carry for a total of 30 yards in the ballgame. Tavian Rashad has only carried it 3 times for 7 yards so far in the ballgame. Keenan Stewart, 2 carries for a total of 8 yards tonight. Passing, Dylan Hart, he is 1 for 3 for 19 yards. Likewise, Noah Vauder, 1 for 3, and he has thrown it for 3 yards. Kennedy with 10 first downs to 3 for Jefferson at halftime. Cougars with 3 penalties tonight for 20 yards. 1 penalty for 5 yards for the Jayhawks. 3 sacks, and those all came within the first couple of drives for Kennedy. Jefferson yet to sack the quarterback, and the only turnover in the game belongs to the Cougars, and Jefferson did not capitalize on that. So far, third down conversions, Kennedy is 2 for 5, Jefferson 0 for 4 tonight on the third down tries, and right now, Kennedy owning a big time of possession edge. Cougars 14 minutes, 28 seconds to 9:32 for Jefferson. So Kennedy's added almost 5 more minutes than the Jayhawks.
And it feels like that, too, from a spectator point of view. And yet, when you look at the scoreboard, Kennedy up 17-7. Feels like it should be greater than that margin.
But still, 10-point game.
That's right.
Jefferson is right in this thing here at the halftime break. We'll try to get some scores to throw your way here at halftime in week number 4 of the high school football season. A couple scores here. West Branch leading Maquoketa Valley 28-14. And also, as I try to scroll down here, John, Springville and Waco are tied at 28 right now. That is in 8-player football.
Like all eyes on the Battle of the Boot and our colleague, Alex Kuhn.
Don Bosco and AGWSR, that is, of course, John. You know your AGWSR?
No, you're going to have to tell me.
That is Ackley Geneva Wellsburg Steamboat Rock.
That's easy for you to say.
Top 10 showdown, and Don Bosco after 3, leading 40-12. Also, Storm Lake on top of Sioux City Helan 21-0.
My goodness.
Wow.
And I think Storm Lake, didn't they fall out of your poll this week too?
Oh, that was Spirit Lake.
Or at Spirit Lake, excuse me. Storm I've got my lakes mixed up.
Storm Lake has not had a lot of success on the old football field in a while.
I think it's fair to say that they probably haven't beaten Helan in a long, long time.
Ankeny Centennial all over Southeast Polk, who's having a tough year, 35-3. Also, right now. Halftime, well, here's your battle of the boots. 7-0 City High leading West at halftime.
How about that? Boy, you know those two teams are going at it tooth and nail.
Second quarter, Wash 28, Linmar nothing. Hmm. Brian Cundy is 6-for-6, 157 yards, and 4 touchdowns so far. Anamosa and Minneapolis first half, that is tied at 7. And Washington, Iowa leading Solon 15-14. That is late in the second quarter. Xavier on top of Charles City, that is 28-0 at the halftime break. And second quarter, North Lynn on top of unbeaten and unscored upon Lisbon, 6-0.
How about that? A little surprise there.
A little bit of a surprise right there. And Waterloo West right now, and I'd have to look to see who they are playing tonight, John.
Is this their date with Cedar Falls?
No. Cedar Falls is on top of Western Dubuque 9-0 at halftime up at the Dome. Waterloo West is up 28-0. Let's see if we can find who they are. Oh, Marshalltown. They're on top of Marshalltown 28-0. Waterloo West would be 4-0. I don't know the last time the Wahawks were 4-0.
Well, they've got an outstanding quarterback, the coach's son, and they're going to be a handful for anybody in that district.
So that's the scores we have here at the break. We'll talk with Jayhawk coach Brian Webb coming up as they re-enter the field here for the second half of play. And I did not expect Washington to be on top of Linmar by that margin already.
Well, Washington has got a tremendous defense. This might be one of the best defenses that defensive coordinator Mo Blue has had in a long, long time. And that's saying something because he's had some tremendous defenses. But they've also got a great offense, and things can steamroll. When you get stuffed by their defense and then goes right back to your offense, if they get a big scoring strike down the field, Wash can put points on the board in a hurry. And with that strong defense that they've got this year, that can really be demoralizing to a team. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of teams here this year that feel that sting from Washington.
Absolutely. And the Warriors will see them against Jeff next Thursday night. Right back here at Kingston Stadium. We start district play coming up next week, of course, and it is going to be very interesting. This particular district that Kennedy resides in, for example, we saw Prairie look very good last night.
Yes.
Iowa City West also stacking up in there. You can't discount Linmar, even though they're down tonight. And there's going to be a lot of good district football coming up. You got a district with Muscatine, City High, Bettendorf, and trying to think of the fourth team, but there are four pretty good teams in that particular district on the eastern half.
It is, and that's going to be the tough one to predict. I think in a lot of the districts in 4A right now, you can kind of see a couple of front runners that most people would say have emerged to this point, but that's a tough one to pick, and that one could very well come down to week 9. In fact, I'm sure it will come down to week 9.
And I think especially in the western and the central part of the state, they're pretty much, they have the districts loaded up with two pretty dominant teams.
They're pretty well stacked the way they should be.
Absolutely. And it's not going to be quite as cut and dry as Kennedy takes the field here, as the Kennedy band concluding their performance here at the halftime break here tonight. It was a short and sweet talk by the Kennedy football staff out there.
Let me throw one scenario your way. What if in the district that Waterloo West and Cedar Falls in, what if Waterloo West would beat Cedar Falls and knock them out? When would have been the last time that Cedar Falls doesn't go to the playoffs but Waterloo West does?
You may have to go back to the Courtney Messingham quarterbacking days of Waterloo West.
I'm not saying that will happen, but that there's certainly a possibility if everybody on Waterloo West team stays healthy. Now, that being said, Cedar Falls has shown already in this young season that they have a tremendous defense, so I'm just speculating the possibilities that could be out
there. Well, yeah, and we're going to see Devin Moore in Waterloo West coming up in a few weeks when they come down here to Kingston Stadium. Looking forward to that.
It'll be his third year as the starter for his father.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Going to be going
more
to Iowa State. Matt Campbell got another oral commitment today.
Yeah, West Delaware.
West Delaware tight end. Flip-flop from UNI to Iowa State.
And that's a good get.
Yep, he's a big guy over there. Jefferson coaches making their way out. And Zach, when you have Brian Webb, and I think he's leading the way there, we will take a look down on the field and we will let you know. And all right, Zach, we'll go down to you.
Yeah, we can do it. Coach, what was your thoughts on the first half?
Well, I mean, offensively, we're just not executing. The plays we have are there. We just got to be able to execute at a high level. Went too many mistakes defensively. We're doing a good job. We got to eliminate the ISO and the power. Same things we're practicing all week. Special teams are doing good. I mean, I feel confident where we're at. I know we're down 10, but I feel confident about our team and what we can do.
Absolutely. What'd you have to say to the guys in the locker room?
We're going to beat these guys.
There we go. Excellent. Thanks a lot. Good luck in the second half, Coach. Guys, back to you.
All right, Zach, thank you very much. And much more upbeat, Brian Webb.
A little different than your pregame interview with him.
Absolutely. They got a chance to win this game. As Kennedy will get the second half kickoff, though, as the Cougars lead it here by a score of 17-7. We're going to go ahead. We'll take a one-minute timeout and come back to Kingston Stadium in the Bob Brooks Press Box. Have more right after this as you're listening to High School Football presented by First Federal Credit Union. Keep it right here to KGYM.
Between work, soccer practice, and everything else, I don't have time to keep track of the number of times I use my debit card, go to a certain ATM, or how many bills I pay online each month. I'm a good customer. How about a good reward?
First Federal Credit Union has a checking solution for your busy lifestyle. It's no strings checking. You earn 5% APY on your first $500 balance. No other conditions. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, no strings. You deserve a credit union that puts you first. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Listening to High School Football tonight, presented by First Federal Credit Union on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. KGYM, Cedar Rapids. We're commenting during the break there that former coach Greg Reed, he's still right there in the sideline.
He is. He's down there pumping up the Cougars, patting them on the back and renewing old acquaintances. And this is great. He's going to probably finish out the game, but I'll guarantee you Mary Kay won't be letting him stop on the way somewhere on the way home. That's not going to happen.
Don't think so, huh?
No.
Well, it'll be Jefferson kicking the ball off to Kennedy. Big, big possession to start the second half. If Kennedy can put something on the board here, with a touchdown perhaps, make it 24-7. That would take some of the wind out of the sails. But if Jefferson can come up with a stop, they're right there.
You know, this is what Jefferson has to do if they're going to stay in this game. They've got to stuff this and make sure that the first possession offensively by Kennedy doesn't go for a score. If they can hang around, they've got a chance here late in the game. And they would love to exercise the demon that I'm sure their coach has talked about all week long, where they had Linmar on the ropes late in the fourth quarter last week and then let him go. So, yeah, they've got this is huge in this game right now for Jefferson's ability to stick around.
Jordan and Jenkins will drop back deep for the Kennedy Cougars to get the second half kickoff. Two speedsters back there. Jordan on the near side. Kai Jenkins over there on the far side of things. And it'll be kicking off for Jefferson, Brandon Perez, the 5'9", 170-pound junior. We got to get him a flashy pair of shoes. He's got the dullest pair of shoes for a soccer guy.
He's not keeping up with all the other soccer-style kickers we've seen.
Here's the approach and the kick. High, good kick, end over end, down to the 3-yard line. This is Jordan, 10 to the 15, little seam, 20, 25, buzz through, 30. He's to the 40-yard line, far side to the 50. 40 to the 30. Kennan's got him and pushes him out of bounds, saving the touchdown. He had the angle on him, and it'll be marked out at the 15-yard line.
How's that for your special teams giving you a shot in the arm right off the bat?
Absolutely. 82-yard kickoff return by Terrell Jordan.
Boy, that offense is going to come out snorting now as they've got the short field going to start inside the red zone at the Jefferson 15. They want to just power this in and send the Jayhawks a message.
And this is what we talked about right away here in the second half. And Kennedy looking to the sideline, looking to get somebody in there. And a
couple of somebodies.
Three somebodies. Play clock down to 15 here. Some of the linemen, I think, thought they scored.
Plenty of time to get this play off yet.
Still eight on the play clock. Jenkins and Price out to the right side. Maybe the tailback, he'll get it. Right side, bounces off the pile, then Kennan throws him back for a loss of a yard. That's a good start to second half for T.J. Kennan, 6'3", 200-pound junior.
Right back to power, and they got Sam Pape trying to take that defensive end out again, and good to see Pape back in there after getting knocked out for a series.
Second down, 11. As the ball will be placed right in the middle of the field. Just underway, second half here from Kingston Stadium. Kennedy trying to improve on a 17-7 lead. Deer under center, on the counter. Give to Mady off that left side. They've been following that all night. Plows his way to the 10. Ball might have came loose there at the end. Jayhawks dove for it like it did, but the officials are going to say it's down.
Good call by Brian White of coming back to a counter play. Jefferson's defense reading full flow and attacking to that initial surge so quickly that whenever they've called counter, it's worked for Kennedy very, very nicely.
Cougars 2 out of 5 first half, third down tries, and they've got a third down and a little more than 6 here. Crawl tight end right, twins left. I formation, Deer under center. They'll run it left side to keep it on the ground. Mady breaking tackles. He's to the 5, spinning ahead. First down and more down to the Jayhawk 2, maybe the 1.
Well, we're talking about how Mady's doing a great job of just putting his head down and running full steam through that hole. That time, the hole was not even close to being there, so he had to improvise and did a nice job of cutting back completely to the opposite side of the line of scrimmage.
I'm going to mark it just inside the 2. It'll be first and goal for the Kennedy Cougars. Looking to improve on this 10-point lead. Price out to the left. Jenkins in the slot left. He'll start in motion. Deer, long count under center. He'll take it himself, and he's got the touchdown. Nick Deer scores the touchdown for the Cougars. His second rushing touchdown of the year, and it's 23-7 Kennedy.
Nicely done to start this second half by the special teams and the offense of Kennedy. And this is exactly what their coach Brian White talked about. I'm sure it's the last thing he said before they broke the huddle in the locker room is that we've got to take this first possession down the field and put 7 on the board.
And what a big kickoff return by Terrell Jordan. And that's what keyed the whole thing in the 5'10", 145-pound junior speedster. Stone to try the extra point. Perfect snap, and the kick is up and good. And it's 24-7 now as Kennedy adds to the lead. And now, momentum certainly with the side of the green and gold, and we'll see if Jefferson can fight back.
Yeah, they're going to have to find a way, because if they go 3 and out, give that ball right back on another short field to Kennedy, we're looking at this game being very difficult for them to come back from. They need to come back to that triple option attack that they have run successfully and get Hart back in there where he's maybe keeping on some of the triple option running attack, because that is one of the things that Kennedy's defense has had a little mild trouble with here, if anything, in the first half.
Going back for Jefferson will be Tyler Uncle and Devontae Taylor. Taylor had a good return of a kick earlier on in the ball game. They'll drop back to about the 10-yard line. Wind is just basically down to nothing now. Subsided here. We'll talk with the winning coach coming up after the ball game tonight with Zach Johnson downstairs. And the approach and the kick. This will come down to Uncle, gathers it at the 5, straight ahead, 10, across the 15, angling to the right, across the 20, still on his feet, 25, and finds space, makes space, and takes it out to the 28. I just like watching him run. Oh, Kennedy got the ball.
Stripped it at the very end.
Stripped it at the end,
yes,
and the Cougars came up with it. First turnover and a big turnover as Uncle fighting for more yardage. And somebody came up with with the pigskin.
Yep, stripped it out at the end from Uncle there. So they're going to take their second possession of the second half. Going to be the short porch again as they're on Jefferson's 29 to start this one.
And perhaps looking for the knockout punch. Cougars get it first and 10. Counter right side this time for Mady. And snowed under Devontae Taylor. First one to get to him after a gain of a couple. As Mady now inching his way closer. He's up to 87 yards now for the night.
Well, he's just been money in the bank tonight for Kennedy's offense. But he's also been the beneficiary of some outstanding offensive line play.
Second and 8. Jesse Price to the right. Kai Jenkins out to the left. Kuba back in as the blocking back. Off the fake. B.J. White in there at quarterback to throw. Has a man wide open. Deer stops. Catches at the 10. He's to the 5. Sidesteps one. Got a block and he's in for the touchdown. Kennedy played revolving quarterbacks and it worked again. Jefferson's defensive secondary did not pick up Nick Deer.
Yep, all alone out there for the 27-yard strike as Deer just grabbed that and ran untouched into the end zone. Just making it look easy right now. Kennedy's offense is rising to that hunger level of the defense right now.
The two quarterbacks hook up on a 27-yard touchdown. And just like that, what was a close game, the Cougars have busted it open. And the extra point try is up and good. And Kennedy has scored 2 touchdowns in 3 minutes. And the Cougars now lead at 31-7. We will take a 30-second timeout. Come back with a kickoff from Kingston Stadium right after this as you're listening to High School Football here on KGYM Sports.
If you can't count on your car, you can't count on getting anywhere, like work. That doesn't help you get ahead. But J.D. Buyrider can. They'll work out a monthly payment you can afford, and your vehicle will include a zero deductible, 36-month, 36,000-mile limited warranty, and oil changes for the life of your loan. Get a vehicle you can afford and depend on at J.D. Buyrider in Cedar Rapids. Ask for your Booster Club bonus, and they'll give you $250 towards your down payment, plus $250 to the Booster Club of your choice. J.D. Buyrider, 3837 First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids.
Xavier has extended their lead over Charles City tonight. It's up to 35-0 as the Saints lead it out at Saints Field.
Common theme for the Saints.
Yes, it has been so far.
The number one rated Saints in 3A.
Kennedy flexing their muscles here as they take advantage of the turnover. And Stone with the kick, and he's going to send this one down to Rashad, who's back there at the 1. He's to the 10, to the 15, tripped up, still on his feet, though. Good balance, and he's busting through. He's to the 35-40. And Tavian Rashad all the way back to the 45-yard line.
Got some great low center of gravity and balance to keep on his feet there. 9 out of 10 backs returning that would have gone down back at about the 30-yard line. He took it out almost to midfield.
There's your wrestling background.
Absolutely. Not to mention competitive nature and athleticism.
First and 10 for Jefferson, but now down 31-7. They'll send Devontae Taylor in motion. Hart running the option. Late pitch. Taylor got it. Oh, he got tripped and upended by Kai Jenkins. And Taylor's up and okay because he took a spill after a gain of 3.
Okay, I'm just going to say this. We say this when we see it every time. It's not a good idea to try and hurdle a tackler.
No, it is
in
not.
In high school. You might see it happen in the NFL, and it works occasionally. Don't do it in high school.
Second and 7 after the gain of 3. Man in motion, Furrow. They give it on the ground. Rashad angling left into Kennedy territory. Just running hard. Before he is put down by Chandler Pohl, the 6'5 hybrid. Those hybrids haven't been that big over the years for Kennedy. He's definitely the tallest one that Brian White's ever had.
You know what, though? They're always great all-around athletes, though.
That was only the 4th carry of the night for Tavian Rashad, which is a little surprising, I think.
They lean on him so heavily defensively that even though he's out there on offense, sometimes that's how he gets blows.
3rd and 3, Taylor coming in motion, and on the handoff, Rashad up the middle, stacked up. Timing on that play just wasn't there, John, on the jet sweep.
Well, they had a mesh point between three different people there, the quarterback being one of them, and that has to be precise and exact, and it just wasn't quite there.
And I think you're going to see Jefferson go for it. Why not? Down 31-7. It's a fourth and three, a full three. They need the 45-yard line, and they'll try it for the Kennedy 48. 7:11 remaining in the third, and the clock rolling, and Kennedy already up 31-7.
This would be a good time for Hart to call his own number on maybe some zone read play action.
Johnson Mador is directing the defense. See what Hart does. He gets the snap off the fake. Going to throw the middle of the field. Knocked down incomplete by Michael Kaiser. He saw that coming. They tried to get it to Devontae Taylor on the little slot action up the middle.
So the ball goes over on downs. Job well done by Kennedy's defense.
Like you said, they're just in there snorting and ripping.
Kennedy's defense tonight has just played lights out, with the exception of one possession that Jefferson found their way into the end zone on a short field. They just have played with their hearts on their sleeve tonight, with great enthusiasm, and it's carrying over to the offense and special teams as well.
Cougars first down at the 48. Shotgun, and White's going to take it himself. Started up the middle, kicks it to the outside, to the 50, to the 45. Ooh, he got hammered, and two penalty flags coming in. And I think we're going to see this one go against the Cougars. See what Chuck Britton has to say here. See all the discussing things. And no indication as of yet. Now here comes Britton, and it's going to be a hold on the Cougars.
One of many times tonight that Jefferson's defense has been outflanked and run around the edge of, but that time courtesy of a hold.
Give me a 10-yard mark off from the spot of the foul. It'll make it first down, and looks to be 16. B.J. White in there, quarterback, the junior. As 6'1", 160-pounder, sends three receivers to the right side. Out of the shotgun, quick out, caught by Deer on an island at the 40. Makes a move, 45-50, into Jayhawk territory. And finally, Matt Moore sends him out of bounds, but not till he gets down to the 38. That's the speed that Nick Deer has.
Remember, we talked in our preseason Coach's Corner show with Brian White, and he said that they were going to try and use Deer in as many different ways offensively as they could. And anything outside the hash marks tonight, Jefferson has had tough sledding defending.
Kennedy showing their quickness out there. Deer in the slot left. White's going to stay quarterback. And he'll take it himself on the quarterback draw. Sidesteps one, and then saw Keenan Stewart coming after him, and now we've got a penalty flag late.
Chuck Britton didn't like something.
No, face mask on Jefferson. We brought down B.J. White.
Jefferson's played a pretty hanky-free game to this point, but that one's not going to sit well. We'll see if it's the they're going over to the Jefferson sideline and explaining a little bit about the circumstances. It'll just be the 5-yard variety.
Inadvertent face mask. That'll be tacked on to the end of the B.J. White run. And it'll be first down and two.
Everybody's favorite call as an offensive coordinator. First and two.
And you did not like it so much on the other side.
No.
Parol out to the right side, or crawl to the right side. White back to throw, looking left all the way. Going to throw for the end zone, one-on-one. A leaping attempt by Deer, incomplete. As he was back there, along with Logan Klein, the junior six-footer. Made a good play on it. One thing that I know the dad will work with son is looking off receivers. BJ tends to lock in on one guy.
He does. He's got one person that he... But you know what? The game is going to slow down the more he's out there. Right.
Absolutely.
Now the game's still moving pretty fast.
Second down and two. Handoff, Mady. Big hole left side. Angling left's got the first down. Closed up at the 26th. Kennedy's 13th first down here of the ball game.
Well, when they've needed something, which hasn't been very often tonight, they go to the left-hand side of that offensive line, and Jackson Coker just plows whatever defense is in front of him out of the way.
6'3", 270-pound left tackle. nearing 100 yards. Jenkins and White to the right side. Here's B.J. White on the quarterback draw again, right up the left side hash mark to the 21-yard line. Tavian Rashad on the stop, also Keenan Stewart getting up off the bottom of the pile for the Jayhawks.
B.J. White coming over to his father now to get the call as he runs over to the hash, and now he's going back in. I'll tell you what, Scott, he's not running as tentatively when his number is called anymore. He's starting to put his nose in there and try and get it dirty.
Starting to get a little confidence in there.
Yes, he is.
5:10 to play in the third, 31-7 Kennedy. They've owned the third quarter here. White to throw. Looks the middle of the field. Throws into double coverage. Tipped, almost intercepted, or was it?
Yes.
It was intercepted. And coming up with the pick there for the Jayhawks.
We don't have that number.
Was that Mitchell Hall or was that five?
We do not have a number five.
I got him. He's okay. That's Kyron Ligon who came up with it.
Basically fell down on his back and the ball was delivered right to him as he sat down on the ground there.
Second turnover of the night for Kennedy. We're going to go down to Zach after this play. He was right there and saw that interception. We'll get more on that coming up here in a moment. 5 minutes even to play here in quarter number three. Dylan Hart in there at quarterback, and Jefferson will run it out of the shotgun. Taylor in motion, and Hart on the keeper. Coming left side, crosses the five, and gets a little bit of room out to the six. All right, Zach, we'll throw it down to you. That was an ill-advised throw by the junior quarterback, wasn't it?
Before the play started, John mentioned that Coach White's son has been staring down receivers, and that's exactly what I saw on that play. The free safety read it, covered the receiver perfectly, tipped it up, and then it was a little lucky. It was kind of a look what I found, but the safety read it perfectly from what I saw.
All right, Zach, thanks. Second down and eight. Pistol formation, Hart to throw. Going to throw in the flat, and a juggling attempt incomplete. Try to get it out there to Brody McShane, 5'11", 165-pound junior. And it's incomplete, and it'll be third and eight coming up for the Jayhawks. Hart now 1 out of 5 in the game tonight. Kennedy principal Jason Klein down there with the cheerleaders doing cheers.
Oh. Okay, it looks like he knows what he's doing, but it doesn't look like he's practiced very much. Got to love his enthusiasm, though.
He is one of the best. Loves doing what he does. Third down and long. Hard out of his own end zone. Rolling to the near side. Throws low, incomplete. Taylor trying to come back to make the catch. And out there in defense for Kennedy, Lorenzo Burnett, 5'10", 155-pounder. Extra defensive back, and three and out for the Jayhawks.
Now, Tyler Heffelfinger is going to be punting from his own end zone here. He won't have his back against the end line, but he's going to set up shop right in the middle of the end zone to boot this ball away for Jeff.
And the wind is all but gone here. So that will not help him. Was helping earlier from the south. McCarty and Jenkins back. High snap, brought down, got it away. Very high kick. And Jenkins at the 48-yard line. Starts right. Reverses field, gets to the 40-yard line, still on his feet, gives up ground and tackled back at the 42. Dylan Primer, first one to get him there in special teams, and we've got an injured Jayhawk, and that is Tyler Unkle. And that'll be a 6-yard return on the punt there by Kai Jenkins. Pretty good punt by Heffelfinger that time, though.
Some very nice hang time. Got a lot of air underneath that.
3:57 to play here in the third, and Kennedy up 31-7. Looks like the cramp situation there for Unkle.
It's absolutely a cramp, as trainer Susie Guider's out there. Whenever they see him on their back with their leg up in the air and they're pushing, trainer's pushing down that toe there, you know that's a cramp. And now he's up on his feet, but he's holding his hamstring.
And that's, hamstring would be a lot worse than a cramp.
Yes.
Everybody dialing it up for district play in Class 4A coming up next week. 5 weeks to determine your fate in the playoffs.
Kennedy going to be looking at some purple next week as the Burlington Greyhounds come into town.
Charles City has scored. It's now 35-7.
See, as soon as Dwayne Schulte gets ahead 35-0, automatically the subs come in.
First and 10, Kennedy. They'll have it at the Jayhawk 42-yard line. Mady off the left side. He's running downhill and gets down to about the 37, maybe the 36-yard line. Noah Vaughner's in there playing some defense. Brian Webb and Chris Buesing are doing what they can to keep people fresher this week, I think.
Well, they don't have the numbers that Kennedy does, and so they've got to rotate as judiciously as possible. And sometimes that means putting people out there that aren't necessarily in the role that they should be playing, but they don't have a choice.
Kubovec in there at the fullback position. Off play action. Deer rolling to the right side. Still running. Throwing it away. Incomplete. Threw it over Jenkins' head and then threw it underneath Jared White. So it'll be third down. Deer 2 out of 6 tonight. 3:17 to play in the third, and Kennedy up 31-7. And it'll be third down and about 4 the Cougars are looking at here. Tight end to the left side, Carter Krall. He'll run it out of the eye. Turn, handoff, Mady up the middle, stacked up, didn't get there. Good defense by Jefferson.
This is 4 down territory, though, and the way you're running the ball right now, Brian White will go for this.
99 yards now. For Isaiah Mady.
Well, it'd be interesting if you did a breakdown of how many times it was off of the left side behind Jackson Coker where they would run that power where Coker goes out and double teams down and they kick out that defensive end. That has just been a play tonight that has been money in the bank, at least anywhere from 5 to 10 yards a crack.
Fourth down, and the Kennedy Cougars will go for it. They'll stay in that I formation with a tight end flip-flop to the right this time, long count. And Deer will hand it off to Mady. Little stop and go move, and I don't know. Real close.
Well, it's going to depend on the spot. But
near side official did not give it to him. Jefferson's point in their direction. The offense is coming out.
Well, we'll see where he puts it down now.
Now the Kennedy defense is coming out, so he didn't make it.
Yep, this is going over on downs. Jefferson. So the last two off, Kennedy has had their way here in this third quarter, but the last two possessions have been an interception and now an over on downs.
You've got to give Jefferson's defense a lot of credit. 31-7, but they had,
yeah, they're plugging. They're still fighting in there.
They did
no doubt.
Not give up. They did not give in there. Hart at quarterback, Rashad behind him in the pistol. Two receivers left, two to the right. On first down, Hart to throw. Pump fake. Now he's going to run it. Far side, 35-yard line. Breaks a tackle, 40, and stumbles his way for a first down. Out to the 46-yard line. That's going to be a pickup of 13, and the Jayhawk first down.
Hart's got such good instincts when it comes to running the ball, doesn't he? He just seems to always know where he's at on the field and where spatially our people are around him that are trying to get him. And he seems to always slippery and slime his way into something that ends up getting a first down.
They'll put it on the 46-yard line, first down. Ball right hash mark. Devontae Taylor in motion to the right side. Off the fake, hard on the keeper. Oh, he got buried. Tried a spin move on Michael Kaiser, and that did not work.
Oh, we got a late flag. This will be a dead ball foul.
Now a late penalty.
Well after the whistle blew, stopping the play. And this I'm going to think this might be against Kennedy because it was thrown in the defensive backfield of the Cougars.
Somebody said something or was celebrating a little too much. Halftime, Washington leading Linmar 35-7 out at Linmar Stadium. We'll go down to Zach here after this play, and we'll get the PG version of what he heard. Still talking things over here. No one's moved the ball yet.
Everybody's standing still. Nobody's moving anywhere doing anything.
Well, perhaps now the officials are going to meet.
I think they're maybe going to pick this up.
Not sure how you picked this up.
The near side line judge called this. And he has not been in the discussion whatsoever. The other three of the other officials are in on this. Chuck Britton not signaling anything, and the ball is staying where it was.
Overridden.
So usually what they'll do is they'll pick the hanky up and wave it off, but we're not getting that indication, and yet no Markoff.
All right. So it's second and 11 here. Well, maybe Zach's got an explanation. We'll go to him after the play here. Second and 11, just inside the right hash for Dylan Hart and the Jayhawks. Gets a snap. He's back to throw. Setting up the middle screen. Caught Rashad. 45 to the 50 and brought down at the 49-yard line. That will be a pickup of six. Zach, can you shed some light on what happened there?
I can't say that I heard anything on the field, but I did hear on the PA system here in the stadium that it was offsetting penalty, so I'm not quite sure what happened, but that is what I heard.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We didn't get the signal pointing the opposite direction for Jefferson there.
All right, well, that would make sense. Thank you, Zach. That's why he's down there.
Absolutely.
Third down and five from the Kennedy 49. They'll send Taylor in motion behind the formation. Penalty flag down. Hart fakes the pitch, keeps it, dives close to the first down, but he's short at the Kennedy 45, and I think we're going to have some motion. I think one of the Jayhawk receivers left a little before the snap count. Kyle Knock already pointing in the other direction.
Yeah, you want to go back and make them have about a third and 11 or something like that as opposed to a fourth and one. That's a no-brainer.
That's exactly what it'll be. It'll be motion against Jefferson. 56 seconds to play here in the third.
And this is what Brian Webb, the head coach of Jefferson, talks about, Scott, when he keeps saying that at key times in the game he cannot get his team to execute. That's a prime example.
Third and a full 10. Slot left, slot right. Twins to the left side. Back to throw Hart. Deep drop, being pressured. In trouble. Gets away from Maynard. Throws the right sideline and caught over there for first down. Spinning inside the 40 to the 39-yard line, Tavian Rashad.
Dylan Hart, so elusive. It's hard to bring him down.
First third down conversion for the Jayhawks tonight. That'll stop the clock with 30 seconds to play here in the third quarter.
Defense for Kennedy had him wrapped up and bottled in the backfield there, but just could not bring him down. He's so slippery back there.
Very elusive. And a good job there by Hart. Down to 14 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Hart on the double handoff. This is Furrow coming to the left side and got back to the line of scrimmage, and that is it. And that's going to take us to the end of the third quarter of play. We are through three from Kingston Stadium. And our score, Cedar Rapids Kennedy 31 and Cedar Rapids Jefferson 7. We'll take a one-minute timeout. Come back with the fourth quarter after this. You're listening to High School Football presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYN.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
If you can't count on your car, you can't count on getting anywhere, like work. That doesn't help you get ahead. But J.D. Buyrider can. They'll work out a monthly payment you can afford, and your vehicle will include a zero deductible, 36-month, 36,000-mile limited warranty, and oil changes for the life of your loan. Get a vehicle you can afford and depend on at J.D. Buyrider in Cedar Rapids. Ask for your Booster Club bonus, and they'll give you $250 towards your down payment, plus $250 to the Booster Club of your choice. J.D. Buyrider, 3837 First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids.
Back at Kingston Stadium as we get ready for the fourth quarter. Kennedy on top of Jefferson 31-7. Jayhawks with the drive going, though, as Jefferson has it down to the Kennedy 40-yard line with a second down and 11 to start play here in the fourth quarter. Furrow in the slot right, deep drop Hart. He's back to throw. Sidesteps pressure, throws on the run, low catch made, and out of bounds is Matt Moore. Going to be close to a first down, though, on a late cross. And they will move the sticks. First and 10 on the gain of 12.
And again, quarterback Dylan Hart extending the play with his feet and scramble ability to make something out of nothing.
I like the stick-to-itiveness of the Jayhawks right now. See what they do here on first down. Hart to throw again. Started to go left. Now he's going to reverse field, and he's going to keep it to the 25-yard line and angled out of bounds by Johnson Mador.
Oh, and a late flag from Chuck Britton.
Oh, and Chuck. Oh, he spotted a hold there at the end. That was really late against Jefferson.
And they get another nice run by the quarterback, Dylan Hart. And instead of a nice little gain, this is going to come back and be about first and 20-something. About 22.
We'll give you the third quarter numbers here in a moment. Up to the 42-yard line. 17-7 game at intermission, and Kennedy scored two touchdowns in 3 minutes. And Jefferson backed up 10. Hart in the pistol. Rashad right behind him, gets a snap, drops back to throw, looking long, going to throw deep middle, leaping catch Moore at the 20. Between defenders, and Kaiser hauls him down at the Kennedy 18. Close to a first down.
That was a nice pass. Hart had to thread the needle as there were defenders in every direction around Matt Moore.
Gain of 24, and they will move the chains. First down. Hart now 5 out of 10 tonight.
Showing a good touch on that ball.
Jefferson quickly up to the line of scrimmage. One set back. Here comes the blitz. Hart throws. The deep slant broken up by Terrell Jordan. Incomplete. Try to go to Josh Furrow. And it'll be second down and 10. Just underway fourth quarter, 31-7 here in favor of the Kennedy Cougars.
Nice break by Jordan on that. Ball hung up in the air what seemed like forever. Thought for a second Jordan was going to be able to pick that off, but did a nice job of at least getting his hand in there and batting it away.
Second down, Jayhawks back, Hart throws middle, incomplete. Throw it behind the intended receiver. He doesn't have a lot of tackles tonight, but he's been around the pile a lot, and he's played good pass defense tonight, and that's Johnson Mador.
He really has played good pass defense. You know, he prides himself on his aggressiveness and his physicality when he tackles running plays, but the improvement between last year and this year is that he's got locked down blanket coverage on those backs coming out of the backfield.
108 yards for Jefferson after three quarters, 235 for Kennedy. Third down and long. Back to throw Hart, rolling to the right side, has all day. Now throws late right sideline for Taylor, broken up, incomplete. Kai Jenkins broke on the ball nicely.
Again, Dylan Hart extending the play. Had a lot of time out there to look down the field. Had some white jerseys available to him, but solid coverage again by the secondary for Kennedy's defense.
Really, a field goal does you no good right here.
None. And it'd be a long one.
Yes, it would. Fourth and 10 coming up for the Jayhawks. And they will go for it.
You'd be looking at least a 35-yard kick here.
Fourth down. Trip receivers to the left for shot out of the backfield. A pump fake. Throw deep middle. Broken up. Incomplete. Ben Saracen had an interception, and he's turning to Michael Kaiser and going, dude.
Oh, Saracen had that ball in his hands and just wasn't meant to be.
So Jefferson turned away on downs.
No, there are easily four or five times defensively for Kennedy tonight that they could have had interceptions. It just hasn't been it. The inability to bring it in and finish off the play just hasn't been there.
Kennedy will scrimmage from the 18-yard line. Cougars have led all the way, jumped out to a 14-0 lead. Jefferson cut it to 14-7. It was 17-7 at the break. Deer in the handoff. Mady, little shake-and-bake move. And a couple to the 20-yard line. He's over 100 now. No, that was not Mady. He is at 100. That was Lorenzo Burnett, I believe, 17.
Yes. Number 17, Burnett.
His first carry of the season. nets him a couple yards. He'll line up in the backfield one more time. Price out to the left, Jenkins out to the right, second and eight against the five-man front. Burnett on the counter, coming right, turns it up. Down the hash marks, and down he goes, and turning on the speed. Burnett trying to outrun the secondary, angling to the end zone, and he's in. 80-yard run in his second run of the year.
Yeah, he just turned the corner there, and there was nobody at home. The safety had come up on run coverage, but he picked the wrong side, and Burnett showed why he's gotten his number called here in this series, Scott.
Looked a little like Eddie Lacy going down with this running style. Burnett, a junior, 5'10", 155-pounder. Nowhere near as big as Eddie Lacy, but...
And he's coming over to the sideline and says, Coach White, I told you if you just put me in, we could have had this happen.
As John Campbell would say, he was hucking bucking down the field there. 37-7. And Stone's kick is up and good. And Kennedy has put this one away at 38-7 with the big play here with 10:07 to play here in the contest. We'll take a 30-second timeout, come back with a kickoff. You're listening to High School Football from KGYM.
Hey, you should be thinking about the game, not your business. I understand. I'm Colin Forrest with Holmes Murphy. We handle the worry factor for businesses like yours every day. We're always thinking ahead to find insurance solutions that lower your risk, your costs, and maybe even your blood pressure. Right now, take a break and focus on the game. And when you're back in the office, find out who we are, how we think, and what we do to make your business life less stressful at HOLMESMurphy.com. Holmes Murphy, thinking ahead.
10:07 to play, and Kennedy on their way to win number two in a row and win number two on the year. And they will get ready to host Burlington next week, the Greyhounds. And that will be right back here at Kingston Stadium coming up on Friday. Kick bobbled for a moment, picked up. Devontae Taylor comes left and then gets corralled by a bunch of Cougars. Aha, that is a different 17.
Yes, different name listed or not listed tonight in place of Burnett. Number 17 is Mike Watkins on that long run.
All right, very good.
Little assist from up above by the Kennedy coaching staff. Thank you very much.
Mike Watkins on the run.
Mike Watkins.
Well, Mike Watkins runs a lot like Eddie Lacy, and maybe he's a little bit closer to Eddie Lacy.
He looked all American on that run, there's no doubt.
First down, Jayhawks. They'll run it from the 11-yard line. Remember that name, Mike Watkins. Back to throw. Vaughter in there, setting up the middle screen. Tavian Rashad's got it. Kicks it to the outside at the 15, to the 20, 25, and he's got a first down. Now, if you're Brian Webb, you work on some things here. Get some things in there. Rep them here in the game. Get them ready for district play. Mm-hmm.
And if you're Brian White, you start maybe putting a few new jerseys out there here and there on defense.
Kennedy's played a lot tonight, though. I will say that. They've had a lot of personnel in there. Rashad's third catch for 35 yards. Noah Vaughter back in the game now for Jefferson. Going to roll right and a throw.
Oh,
tipped around and almost picked off by the defensive end, Sam Pape. He almost corralled that thing.
Well, as they say, he got the big paw up there and tipped the ball up in the air, and it came right down to him. And were it not for a nice play by one of the Jefferson players to come up and break that up, Pape has that, and he's rumbling and stumbling and bumbling.
First, or should be second down and 10. There we go. Second down and 10 from the 27-yard line. Twin receivers, Henderson and Taylor out to the right side. Shotgun snap, Vaughter, a pump fake, looking long. Throwing long, middle, incomplete. Going for Devontae Taylor. Kennedy's doing a good job at that zone back there.
Yes, they are. They're just kind of sitting back and waiting for the ball to come to them, and there's been so many times tonight that either Vaughter or Hart have thrown that downfield across the seam in the middle there, and it's just kind of been up for grabs. It's a wonder that Kennedy hasn't had more picks tonight than they have.
38-7 Cougars, 9:21 to play here in the ball game. Vauder back to throw, going to throw, and it's incomplete. Oh, and a big hit. Henderson had applied to him by Brock Romidko, as that slant was thrown a little bit behind the intended receiver.
Always tough when you go out there in the middle of the field like Henderson did and come running across the middle there. You always wonder what's going to happen when that ball gets caught, whether you're going to pay the price.
And it'll be Heffelfinger to punt. McCarty and Jenkins will drop. Jefferson bringing in a late replacement here. But they'll have to punt it away from the 28-yard line. Good snap. Heffelfinger gets it away. A low spiral, and the Cougars will let it bounce. Jenkins picks it up in a hop. 32-yard line coming right. 35-40. Knife through. He's to the 40-yard line, and he might go. To the 10, to the 5, no laundry, and it's a touchdown for Kennedy on a 70, let's check that,
69.
68. We'll go 68, 69?
I think 68.
All right.
Just broke the back of Jefferson there on that particular run.
Special teams have kind of been the demise here in the second half after they were pretty good in the first half for the Jayhawks.
Yep. Kennedy just taking control here and cruising home.
So the 68-yard punt return for the touchdown. And that was at the... I think that we're going to give him 68 yards. Thank you, KJ. We're going to help out. We're helping you out, buddy. There you go. And Kai Jenkins sending the clock into a continuous mode now here, John, with 45-7. We've seen four straight football games now with a continuous clock.
In two nights.
So this one will get over pretty quickly coming up here in a moment.
There's nothing wrong with that either. I can use the rest right now.
Xavier has beaten Charles City 35-7. Not sure if any of the 2006 players got in tonight. They probably would have liked to. I know what Tyler Gustafson, who was the center on that team, would have appreciated to get in.
And regardless, after the game tonight, those guys are going to go well into the night reminiscing.
I bet you they will. And why not? A lifetime memory for those guys. Stone to kick.
Some classic Xavier names from that team.
The thing I remember about that team, here is the kick. A line driver by Stone. It's going to go out of bounds. Thing I remember about that team is that they had 21 senior starters.
Right. The only one that wasn't was the junior quarterback, Schmaltz.
Yep. That's right. The only non-senior starter. And that team was good as juniors, but you knew that they had something special coming out as seniors.
That team had a defense that was one for the ages. They just did. Those guys had come out, and you could go around to everyone. The Schulte kid, the nephew of Dwayne, was a fantastic. I think he was a first-team All-State defensive back that year. Bedard kid was a fantastic linebacker, not to mention Drahozel and Lorenzen. You could just go down the list with all 11 of those defenders, and it's just a defense for the ages for Jim O'Connell.
Kennedy's going to take a timeout here as Kennedy's gotten they were looking around for some folks here.
Yeah, it's mop-up duty time for the green.
8:56 to play. Kennedy gets Burlington next week. Now, I believe the Greyhounds have won a couple so far early. Now, they did it. We saw them last year in the last game of the year, and they were outgunned by Washington, no doubt about it. But
yeah, it was ugly.
They had some players coming back, and it's going to take a while to kind of change the thinking. Some of those schools like Burlington.
It's going to be a long trip up to Kingston next week, and it's going to be a long trip home. Let's just put it that way.
Could be.
It will be.
Wash beat him last year. Kennedy gets him this year. On first down, Vonner in the handoff. This is Mr. Glassberg again. He's shoved back. Going to give him a yard. That, like we said with Hunter Terry, this messes up the average now.
That's right. Can't believe they're not thinking of us in this regard.
Kennedy's got, they're going to bring in some subs and reserves coming in here. Into the ball game. Second down, Jefferson's got some subs in there. Brody McShane stays in. Jacob Henderson coming out to the right side. McShane coming in motion off the fake. Vonner to the throw, and it's incomplete. Going for the slant. Rhett Thompson. 5'9", 154.
Wide open, ball thrown right to him in stride, but he just couldn't bring it in.
Third down coming up for the Jayhawks, and the clock continues to tumble down as we're under 8 minutes to play. Third down, Vonner on the keeper himself, coming right, stacked up. First Cougar to get to him, and we're going to have to get a fresh roster or some help here because that was 42, but we don't have a 42. We already know the 17's not right. So if you have number 42 as your youngster, he made a tackle tonight.
Well, we've got guys for Kennedy running all over the field here right now. As Jefferson's going for it on fourth down, they anticipated a punt, but had to turn around and go back to play defense again.
So it'll be fourth and nine. Jayhawks will go for it, and they're going to throw downfield, and it's incomplete. Trying to get it to Kyler Bell. And it will go over on downs, and that will stop the clock. With 7:04 to go.
But the clock is running anyway.
I have no objections. You have no objections.
I'm not sure we've ever had two nights in a row where all four games hit the continuous clock. This is a first for us, I believe.
I think this is a first. B.J. White's going to be in there as a quarterback. Noah Semph is in there as the fullback. And I think Mr. Watkins, no, they got a third tailback in there. And we will see. That is Raymond Dorsey, 5'9", 190-pounder.
We believe it to be Raymond Dorsey.
We believe it to be Raymond Dorsey. And he will go. Called for about six. He'll take it down to the Jayhawk 30 as we're coming up on 6 minutes remaining in the game. Kennedy with the 45-7 lead. They've got this one well in hand. Hand off to Noah Semph. That'll make Dad happy. Kurt from old KCRG days.
How about that? As the chains are being moved, this is going to bring up a very manageable third and about one. A short one. Now they're saying it's a first down.
We'll give him the first down.
So
why
Semp
not?
Converts and moves the chains.
Now Kennedy's got Hunter Jeffrey coming in as a wide out. Keeler Dix was in there for the Kennedy Cougars. A.J. Davis in there as a wide out. They'll keep it on the ground. Dorsey again up the middle and pushing the pile. Down to about the 23-yard line. New lineman coming in now. For Kennedy. They try to get everybody in there and get them a little action. Gunner Haight. Cooper Johnson. Coming in. Second and seven. Clock continues to run. 4:48. Kennedy up 45-7. Up the middle, Semph again to the 22. He'll get a yard.
How about this, Scott? 2 weeks ago, Washington pitched the shutout on these Kennedy Cougars. Kennedy could not find the end zone in any way, shape, or form. And as of this point, in the 2 weeks since then, Cougars have put up 87 points. Think they found their offense?
They found a little mojo. Third down for Kennedy. He'll hand it off to Dorsey on the counter. Slips one tackle and runs into Josh Furrow after a gain of about a yard. 4 minutes to play here in the game. This looks like just a completely different offense than 2 weeks ago for Kennedy.
Well, a lot of that has to do with the Cedar Rapids-Washington defense that shut them out that night. They're just a tremendous bunch, and we'll get to see them again next week. But Brian White also said in his postgame remarks that he put some of that loss and they're not being able to score on some things that he did or did not do as their coach. Whatever that was, Scott, it's been figured out.
White on the keeper is going to have a first down and out of bounds as he'll take it to about the 9-yard line on the boot. And the fourth down pickup is converted. How about this? 7 minutes to go in the third, and Wash has gotten the continuous clock going, 42-7 over Linmar.
Would not have predicted that.
Hunter Jeffrey out to the right side for Kennedy. High formation. White on the give. Up the right side, inside the five and down to two goes Dorsey. That will go for seven. And it'll be second down and goal. Coming up on 2.5 to play here in the game. Well, we said after Kennedy was 0-2, throw that out the window.
Yep.
This is a good football team. Could have beat Muscatine, probably should have beat Muscatine. White drugged down by Keenan Stewart from behind. And he'll lose a yard. Wash is a good football team, and I think they were pretty motivated that night they played Kennedy to get back for those two games of a year ago that Kennedy beat him.
Just shows, though, the maturity of the coaching staff and the players at Kennedy and the trust and confidence that they had in their own abilities.
Third down and goal from three, left hash mark. B.J. White gives to Dorsey, cuts it back, and he rolls in for the touchdown. So Watkins got a touchdown. Dorsey got a touchdown. With a minute 43 to play. And Dorsey's first touchdown, I would presume, of the year. And it's 51-7.
So 93 points in the last two games after getting shut out 2 weeks ago. Pending this kick, could be 94 points in 2 weeks.
Alex Stone, who's been perfect tonight, will add the extra point. The junior puts it up and good, and it's 52-7. This was a 17-7 game at halftime.
Yes.
But the first 3 minutes of that second half absolutely turned this thing on its ear.
Yep. Cougars came out of halftime determined to take this game and put it on ice, and they did.
Greg Reed's still down there in the sideline.
Greg having a good time tonight, and that's, I'm so happy for him because Greg is just one of the great guys of public education. Did it all as a teacher, an associate principal, a lead principal, a football coach at Kennedy throughout the years. And I still remember when I was hired at Jefferson, he was our athletic director that time. And he kind of took me under his wing because I was kind of still a little wet behind the ears and told me some things that somebody needed to tell me that I never forgot, and I'll always appreciate that. And that's nothing that Greg didn't do for hundreds of other educators. His influence has been felt by the Cedar Rapids Community School District and those that have been fortunate enough to work for him, like few others have, Scott. I'll just tell you that from having been in the arena.
Jayhawks will send McShane back and also 27 going back, and we don't have a 27 on the roster here. And Stone will kind of squib it. It will go sideways, ball loose, and the T.J. Kennan will fall on it at the 26-yard line.
Well, it's not going to get any easier for these Jayhawks. They're coming right back here to Kingston next week against number 3-rated Washington, who's got the continuous clock going against Linmar tonight at Lions Field. And so I don't know what Jefferson's going to do in their bag of tricks between now and then, but they've got to stay the course because things are going to open up a little bit towards the end of the season with the likes of Waterloo East and Mason City, so they've still got a lot to play for.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a different mindset, though, this year when you know that the playoff field cut in half. Here's McShane on the end around, the jet sweep. brought home by Cooper after a gain of five as we go under a minute to play. But you were always in it until the end in the last few years. That's the one thing I did like about the expanded playoffs. You had something to play for. You're going to have teams now for the last couple weeks of the season that are playing for pride again.
Well, you take a team like Jefferson here, for example, that's going to be winless yet after 4 weeks. And yet, they start district play next week still with the possibility of being one of the first or second in that district to qualify for the playoffs.
Yep.
Now, whether they do or not remains to be seen, but still there's hope halfway through the season, even though you're winless. That didn't used to be the case back in the old days.
That's true. End around, the jet sweep again could be the final play of the game. McShane ushered out of bounds. And that's going to do it. He'll go for three, and that's going to bring us to the end of the ball game. Kennedy Cougars defeat the Jefferson Jayhawks tonight, 52-7 here at Kingston Stadium. We will take a two-minute timeout and come back with the postgame show right after this. You're listening to high school football here on KGYM.
Your floors are under attack, from overwatered plants to overflowing dog bowls. But the Home Depot has new water-resistant Pergo Outlast Plus laminate flooring starting at just $279 a square foot. So you and your floors get to fight back with 24-hour spill protection that stands up to liquids for a whole day without causing damage. The next generation of laminate flooring is Pergo Outlast Plus, starting at just $279 a square foot. Exclusively from the Home Depot. More saving, more doing, U.S. only.
The Ski-Doo Yellow Tag Sales Event is here to get you on the trails this season. No matter the challenge, Ski-Doo sleds are built to bring you the speed and control that match your riding style and favorite terrain. And with Yellow Tag savings up to $1,500, they'll match your budget too. So hit the snow, ride on, and save. Visit Walk-On Power Sports in Walk-On. Offer ends soon. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details.
Monday on The Voice, country fans will rejoice at the return of a cowboy named Blake.
Sheldon's charming, sexy.
His heart is afire with champion desire, and he'll strike like a rattling snake.
Back off, buddy.
But Blake best beware, because his derriere's in the sights of a new coach's gun.
I grew up around country singers since I was a baby.
She's witty and wily. She's a Cyrus named Miley, out to end Blake Shelton's voice run.
Aha!
The Voice with new coaches Miley Cyrus and Alicia Keys, Monday on NBC.
The Ski-Doo Yellow Tag Sales Event is here to get you on the trails this season. No matter the challenge, Ski-Doo sleds are built to bring you the speed and control that match your riding style and favorite terrain. And with Yellow Tag savings up to $1,500, they'll match your budget too. So hit the snow, ride on, and save. Visit Walk-On Power Sports in Walk-On. Offer ends soon. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details.
Back with you here at Kingston Stadium. We're going to go down to Zach Johnson on the field with head coach Brian White.
Coach, when we talked at halftime, you said that you were worried. You wanted your players to be more mentally into this game. Do you think that they turned it around in the second half?
Well, I'll tell you what, the first two plays of the second half, I think we were still in la-la land a little bit. We had a turnover at some point. We did have a couple offensive linemen come out. But, you know, physically and mentally, for the most part, we did what we needed to do the second half and made some big plays, had some kids step up, and that was kind of the difference.
Yeah, you started out the season 0-2. Since then, you've been on a two-game win streak. How much is that momentum going to carry into district play?
Well, that's huge. It's huge to have that momentum going into district play. And we always say to the kids, you know, the non-district games, when it's all said and done, they don't matter. But the fact is they do. You got to have that momentum. You got to feel good about yourself going into district play. And, you know, we've got a little bit right now. We just have to keep building off it.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Coach. Good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Up to you guys.
All right, Zach, thank you very much for the great work done here tonight. Great second half for Kennedy. Special teams got it started, and once the avalanche started, Jefferson couldn't stop it.
That's right, and you could just tell when Zach talked with Brian going into halftime that he wasn't upset, he wasn't frustrated. He just knew that he had to get his team regrouped a little bit there at halftime, come back out, do what they do best, and that is just hammer away at people. And they really took it to Jefferson there initially in the third quarter and then put the game out of sight, and it was cruise control from that point on.
And a lot of weapons Kennedy had tonight. Just they went with a lot of people. A lot of people touched the football.
Well, Rizea Mady did a nice job initially scoring a couple of touchdowns and just pounding the ISO and the power like they knew and Jefferson knew was going to happen, but they just couldn't stop it. Then Deer got a couple of he had a run and a pass reception for a touchdown, and then the second team came in and mopped up with Watkins and Dorsey leading the way. So, yeah, they spread it around a lot tonight, but Kennedy's got so many weapons on both sides of the ball. That's what a quality program like the Cougars bring to the table every Thursday or Friday night, Scott. When you've got that many people, think of how tough practices are. And if practices are that tough, the games can sometimes seem easy.
And got a lot of people into this game tonight, and that's going to help when you get down into the district season, that final couple of weeks. And it's going to be a tough district grind. Maybe not so much next week against Burlington, but down the road they've got three of the last four are going to be tests for the Cougars.
Well, they sure will, and I think the Cougars have done their homework here during the non-district portion of the season, and it's really going to start in earnest next week, and they're prepared for it. But you can just see the growth in certain individuals on this team from one week to the next, and that's all you can ask as a coach. That's all I ever wanted, was to be able to look from one week to the next and see improvement from your individuals and your team as well. And year in and year out, Kennedy just does a tremendous job of going from week to week and peaking at the end of the season, which is what everybody wants to see.
A really neat moment there at the end that head coach Brian White at Kennedy went over and actually personally talked to Tavian Rashad at Jefferson, and I'm sure just congratulating him on going up against those guys for 3 years.
Well, you appreciate the effort of individuals that you have to try and coach against, that you're not sure you're always going to have an answer for them. And for Brian White to go all the way down to the other end of the field and seek out Tavian Rashad and talk to him for over a minute, that just shows the ultimate respect that coach has for an opposing player.
Yeah, and that's neat to see. And for the Jayhawks, obviously now it's a new beginning. Yeah, get ready for the districts coming up next week, and you got your district favorite right out of the chute. You'll see what you're made of next week.
Third-ranked Washington going to have their hands full, just like they did tonight, but maybe even more so, as Washington a couple of weeks ago put the shutout and a 21-0 loss on these Cougars. So that's going to be very difficult. But, you know, if you're Coach Webb and his assistant coaching staff, you've got to say, our goal right now is the same as everybody else's. We got to get better between this week and next, and we got to let this experience of losing these first four games bring us closer together, not tear us apart. What does this say about us as a team? Are we going to find a way in these last 5 weeks to make something possibly special happen, or are we going to get divisive and we're going to tear ourselves apart? And I know what they will do, because Jefferson's got a great coaching staff, and the kids are going to listen to him and trust him. So they've just got to stay the course. Good things are ahead for these Jefferson Jayhawks if they do.
Listening to high school football tonight, 1600 AM and 107.5 FM KGYM, Cedar Rapids. Scott Unash, John Hagerty, Zach Johnson with you here tonight as the Kennedy Cougars, with the big second half, beat the Jefferson Jayhawks tonight by a score of 52-7. We'll get you to the KGYM scoreboard show presented by J.D. Byrider coming up here as soon as we sign off here tonight. Jeff Downing will have all the scores coming up, including the Battle of the Boot going on in Iowa City tonight. Alex Kuhn had that one with City High and West High going at it. All right, let's give you the final numbers here in this Kennedy win here this evening. Total yards, 380 total yards for Cedar Rapids Kennedy to 180 total yards for Cedar Rapids Jefferson. The Cougars, 299 on the ground tonight and 81 through the air. Nick Deer, 2 of 6, 22 yards passing. B.J. White, 4 out of 7, 59 yards, 1 touchdown, and 1 interception tonight. On the ground, Kennedy was led by Rizea Mady, 20 carries for 100 yards and 2 touchdowns tonight. Also, Mike Watkins came in, 2 carries, 82 yards. He had 1 touchdown tonight for the Cougars. 4 carries for Nick Deer. He had 38 yards. B.J. White had 17 yards and 5 carries. Packingham had 3 carries for 14 yards. Pate McCarty carried it 4 times for a total of 11 yards. Dorsey carried it 5 for 20. Semp carried it a couple times for 5 yards tonight for the Kennedy Cougars. Kennedy with 16 total first downs in the ball game, 4 penalties for a total of 30 yards, 3 sacks tonight, and Kennedy had 2 turnovers in the ball game. For Jefferson tonight, 180 total yards, 87 on the ground, 93 through the air. Dylan Hart tonight was 6 of 13 for 75 yards. Noah Vauder was 2 of 9 for 18 yards. On the ground, Devontae Taylor, 2 carries for 33 yards. Tavian Rashad had 5 carries for a total of 22 yards in the ball game. And Dylan Hart carried it 7 times for a plus 14. Receiving tonight, Tavian Rashad, 3 grabs for 35 yards. Matt Moore caught 2 for 36, and Josh Furrow caught 2 for 22 yards. 8 first downs for the Jayhawks, penalized 4 times for 25 yards, and they had 1 turnover in the ball game tonight. Third down conversions, Jefferson was 1 of 11. That tells you how good the Kennedy defense was tonight. Kennedy was 3 of 7. Jefferson 0 for 2 on fourth down. Kennedy was 1 for 1 on their fourth down tries. And the time of possession skewed, as always, in a game that ends up with the continuous clock going. But really, pretty even in the second half. Kennedy had a 5-minute edge, and they increased it to almost 7 minutes, 26:58 to 20:02 in this game tonight. But good second half by the Kennedy Cougars.
Defense just played lights out. The stat that I really thought was indicative of this game was that inability for Jefferson on third down conversions. That was the big stat that I thought stood out there. But don't take anything away from the Kennedy defense. They just played with an hunger tonight that you like to see as a defensive coordinator. You want your team to go out there and just rip snort for 48 minutes, and that's what the Cougars did. Kyle Knock going to sleep very well tonight.
Yes, he will. 1 of 13 on third and fourth down, his defense held Jefferson to tonight. You can get your defense off the field. You can get the offense so many more opportunities. That's going to be a big help.
Stat of the game.
Yeah. Kennedy goes to 2-2. They get ready for their district opener against Burlington coming up, and that will be next Friday night. They will be home here at Kingston Stadium. Wash and Jeff meet in the annual next Thursday night, a Thursday night Wash-Jeff game that we'll have for you in the district opener for the Jayhawks. And last we heard, Washington was all over Linmar, 42-7 over there at Linmar Stadium. So Wash is going to come in undefeated here to that Thursday nighter next week.
And it may be a little closer game than people expect. It's hard to say because it's same that inner-city rivalry. A lot of these guys, maybe there's the potential for a Washington letdown and Jefferson could come out and play lights out. Jefferson and Wash have played some close games, even though Wash has been victorious for the last several years in that series. Jeff has played them pretty close in a number of games.
But Kennedy gets the upper hand in this one here tonight as the Cougars win at 52-7. So we're going to get things ready to go here. We're going to send it back to our studios, and we will get you ready for the KGYM Scoreboard Show with Jeff Downing. It's brought to you by J.D. Byrider. He'll have all the area scores and a whole lot more coming your way here this evening on KGYM. Next Thursday night, Washington and Jefferson right here at Kingston, and then we'll have Maquoketa and Marion coming your way next Friday night for you from Thomas Park Field. Big thanks to Gray Lanta back in the studio for his help. Thanks to all our sports-minded boosters. Big thanks to Zach Johnson for stepping in tonight, doing a great job at the sidelines. And John, have a great weekend, and we'll see you Thursday.
Yeah.
We're closer this week.
Good job the last two nights, as always.
And we can't stop and see the 96-ounce thermos at the world's biggest truck stop.
But we've got a picture.
We do have a picture, indeed, from Walcott. That's going to wrap things up here tonight at Kingston Stadium. Final score of this Class 4A non-district game tonight. It was Cedar Rapids Kennedy going to 2-2. The Cougars knock off Cedar Rapids Jefferson tonight, 52-7. And so long from the Bob Brooks Press Box at Kingston Stadium.
Hear that? That's the sound of you creating your own destiny. While others are waiting in line for brunch, you're spending Saturday in the garage. Because you went to AdvanceAutoParts.com, ordered a platinum battery with a